This week's episode of Proud of My Cheeks will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
You're watching the Shining Wizard. Wrestling podcast. Mwah!
All right. Sorry if you tuned in for Proud of My Cheeks, but they're a little behind, or maybe a lot. But instead, you get episode 792 of the Shining Wizards podcast. And boy, do we got a full show tonight. We got WWE continued with the releases on their road to Backlash. We got AEW with another run of great storytelling this week. JCW debuted the Green Phantom this week. And speaking of green, spoiler, a clock was reset this week. So let's get into it with some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Brundo.
Double T.
Tony.
And some Kevin.
Look at this. Ryan Magoo, all of a sudden, he's excited. HK is back.
Fuck yeah, he is.
So is Baby J, says, yo, I'm back too.
Hey, Baby J.
Would you play the Baby J? HK the GOAT, really? Come on.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
It's nice to see Handsome Kevin back. It's nice to see all the boys back together. I know what everybody's thinking, right? Did you finally wear the Tony underwear, HK?
So, tell you right now, fully planned, intent, I had it, ready? Everything packed up, ready to go. No. We left.
No.
I left the Tony boxers with the swim trunks I wasn't bringing. They didn't make the trip. They have not debuted yet.
And with that, we cue the music.
Wow. I think you should need to wear them on the show next week.
What a disappointment.
Hey man, nobody was more upset.
Let your wife punch Tony straight in the face.
When we got there and I started unpacking, I was like, where's my Tony boxers? And she's like, what? And I was like, I put them aside. I put them aside on top of the, because I had the stack of fucking swim trunks that I wasn't bringing. So, and then I put the Tony boxers on top of those so I wouldn't forget the Tony boxers. Forgot the Tony boxers.
How many pairs of swim trunks does somebody from Minnesota own?
Well, so it's funny you ask, because especially a guy like me who swims, but only in Mexico, right? Swimming. I think I got probably, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 pairs, something like that.
What the fuck? I don't think I've owned 6, 7, 8 pairs of swim trunks in 20 years.
Brundlefly, you got to remember though, right? I have trimmed down a bit.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you need 6 or 7.
Those I'm talking about pairs
that over 20 years.
I'm talking about pairs that I've brought in, newly acquired, that now fit. I'm talking about pairs that I didn't throw out because I hadn't seen them since last time I went to Mexico. So that's the situation we have there. Yeah. All right. Well, a little bit more anticipation. It's going to happen sooner or later.
Yeah. Well, the fucking bloom is off the rose now.
I don't know. Tropical's calling me a goat scroat.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
No, it's the greatest of all time, right? Got the greatest of all time. Scrotum. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody really is into scrotum.
There's got to be somebody out there.
Oh, yeah. There's always somebody
out there.
Yeah.
You broke Tony's little heart now. You didn't wear his.
Nobody was more upset than me, right? And I know that Tony's upset, but nobody was more upset than me. I was a little fiery about it.
I mean, by the time you get to wear them, it'll be like fucking Christmas again.
Maybe that's a Christmas morning surprise.
For who?
For Tony.
Oh, there you go. Tony's not, you don't have to get another handicapped t-shirt. He's just going to wear his face on his Christmas. Enjoy.
Hey, I don't
like Brendo a pool belt next year for his fucking measuring.
Well, let's not get carried away. I don't like disappointing my good buddy Tony more than anybody else, right? But that it was disappointing to me as well, very much. Yeah.
Tony, I can feel Tony's heartbreak over here.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Tony. I'm sorry. A mistake was made.
I'm nervous. Yeah, I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say.
These whores.
That's not very nice.
Are you turned on yet, sweetie?
I know what he should say.
I'm really not disappointed for me. I'm disappointed for Molly.
Fair.
The anticipation, the buildup. She probably got some brand new like scented oils that she was gonna like rub on herself after she had a nice hot shower, get all ready for the HK Express, and like womp womp. There might be a little stick on Menards. Probably even painted her toenails for a nice little FJ action. You know.
No FJs.
What?
No FJs.
I don't even know you people anymore.
I've never been okay with the FJ. You know that about me.
Oh, your birthday, bro, is all about it too. I don't. You got to get on the bandwagon.
No, what? Nope,
no.
My birthday buddy Vince wants a
hell yeah.
He
wants a foot tugger.
Yes. Who wouldn't? Brundo, you're down for an FJ.
Yeah.
No, guys in the chat.
Would you turn it down?
Yes. If you were late,
depends on who it is.
Oh, stop.
Julio, total disappointment. So, Julio, I just got to ask you, if your significant other wanted to jerk you off with their feet, you're in. You're like, yeah, go nuts.
You make it sound like it's got a, like, the woman's got a big monkey toe and she just grabs onto your shaft. Like,
you might as well get a fucking monkey to jerk you off. The women have, women, men, we have hands.
Julio! All in, baby, just like A-dubs.
But like, are we talking like foot arches? Is that what we're doing?
No, like it's contact, bro. You get it in between the feet, like where the arches are. You know.
Wait, so just contact? That's all you need?
It's like fucking major.
Sometimes it is.
It's like Major League Baseball ABS system. If it just hits the strike zone, it counts. Yeah,
just gotta break the plane, bro.
So wait, your definition of a foot job is what? Just contact?
No, but I'm like, it doesn't mean like you're like, what do you think? Like you got to wrap your toes around it? No.
What is she stomping like grapes? Like she's stomping your.
Yeah. Tony, how?
Maybe. You want me to pull up a video?
No, I want you, without looking it up, explain to me what you think a foot job entails.
It's contact with a, preferably a woman's feet, although I wouldn't shy away from a fella. But it doesn't mean like you got to grab around. Like, you could just rub the top and like get it in between your arches, you know, like a fucking double jerk. Like, you know, here, like this, like, you know.
Yeah, but it's still like, and it's a foot job. A hand job is when you, someone takes their hand.
Here you go. Even Tropic Al knows to use the arches.
What's what I asked initially? It was an arch situation.
It doesn't matter. It could be like just a rub up and down on the outside. Well, no, there you go.
You can't go to Tropic Al and be like, see, even he knows it's the arches. When I asked if it's an arch, and you're like, no, it's just contact, bro. That means a fucking dick kick can get you off.
Yeah, it's like backing over one of those fucking goofy pylons that just fall over and then bounce back up after you hit them.
Tony, would you let HK's Hobbit feet do bro stuff? Al wants to know. You know what? I don't know if HK's got a technique down. Sounds like he has no idea what he's doing.
Sounds like you have no idea what you're doing.
I just explained it to you, sir. If you don't
He has no idea what he wants.
Hey, if you don't like what I'm selling you, you don't have to buy. That's all I can
also
tell you.
I'm under the assumption that if someone offered you a foot job, that's a foot job to completion. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
With your feet. No, you
can't, how much you're into the foot
job. You can't go halfway through and be like, my feet are tired. I'm going to move my hands or my mouth.
Oh, so now, like, we're not even taking BJs or HJs anymore. Like, it's strictly got to be FJs.
I am taking other things, not for. Okay, I'm not taking a foot job. Foot job off the table. Feet off the table.
Well, feet never belong on the table. What's wrong with you?
Unless
you're one of those people with no arms, then it's all right, I guess.
What if your dick's on the table?
Oh, now dick's on the table. Harambe, dick's out.
Also, people with no arms that use their feet, they've used their feet their whole life. They don't know any different.
Oh, my God, a foot job from somebody like that?
Yeah, but that's like...
They're like grabbing pencils and fucking utensils and shit all the time.
They're playing chopsticks on piano?
Oh, my God. Fucking Baby J. This is not wrestling.
No.
You've been listening for a while, Baby J. You should know better.
Yeah, we got to ease ourselves into the wrestling with stuff.
We got to dip our toes in.
Tony Atlas air time.
There's a girl we follow on Twitter. She's like a wrestler, and she does a weird thing where she's like, I'm going to take my socks off for you now. And she's got like a fucking zillion views.
See, it's we're missing out. Yeah. We could be making easy money.
You are missing out. I'm not doing this.
I bet you if I shaved my toes and painted my toenails, I could probably get a little TS foot action. Yeah, there you go. Jade business up.
I'm going to turn that into a drop. If I shave my toes, what are you, a fucking Bigfoot?
You don't have hairy toes? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
You don't have hair on your toes? I'm on an island. I have hairy toes.
I got hairy toes.
See? What the fuck, dude? See? 3 out of 4 wizards have normal feet. Double T, the guy with the abnormal feet, won't take a foot job.
You're the one that said, I'll shave my toes.
Yeah, exactly. I could dainty them up and put some toenail polish on and get some fucking size 12 heels. You know, nobody will know the better.
I've been trying to get you to do this for weeks. And now you're like, this is now we're live, pal. Now you're in?
I've always been in. We just got to figure out the where.
Feetfinder.com. I've been telling you this for months,
says the guy who's not into feet.
I know a little bit about
someone did the homework.
Look, I'm trying to make people money, all right?
And you have no hair on your toes. You're already halfway home.
I have hair.
Oh, see what I mean?
But you said hairy, like
Double T's nothing but problems.
Why am I nothing but problems? I don't have like fucking, my feet don't look like a
what do you think? I got Cy Sperling toupees on my toes? Like, what the fuck?
You just said I have to shave them.
Well, you don't want to leave the hair on.
Maybe there's people that are into that.
Yeah, but maybe I want to do,
you're talking about
people
little,
what?
You're talking
if
about
hair on the toes, play in the mud.
Yeah, that's what I mean. maybe a little bit on the top of the foot, not much.
Yeah, but you don't got like hairy soles and shit.
No, it's not like I have back hair on my feet. Like my back is a different story. Right,
well, the way you said it, it came across like you have like fucking Sasquatch feet.
I have hairy toes. I have hair on them.
I have hair on my toes too, but I'm not like.
I mean, look at my forearms. Hairless. I would not say I have hairy forearms. I don't even shave them.
Do you braid your hair on your toes?
No, on my back I can, though.
Ugh, gross. Me too.
I'll be doing cultural appropriation. I have so much fucking hair back there. I don't know what else to say. I'm done with feet.
We're done. We're done with that?
I am. I mean, whatever. Right. I want to hear about Brundo's fucking green apple splatters.
Oh, that was the drop I was going to get ready to play.
So, you ever shit your pants?
Yep, one of us did.
I just remembered where that was from.
AEW superstar, Chris Starr.
Yeah. This is personality.
Brundo.
Oh, I said that to her?
Yeah. Well, you were mocking me. Because I had done like the Instagram video and I did that Amos Lee Sweet Pea song and it kind of made it sound like I was in love with her and then you were mocking me for
that. That's a question.
Yeah, you said this one too.
Are you turned on yet, sweetie?
Yeah, that one.
I thought that was the Mithrika.
No.
It was all the Chris. No wonder she fucking hates us.
Brendo, how give us the how and the why, please.
So I woke up this morning, went for a nice walk very early in the morning. It was a beautiful morning.
Yep.
Got about 8 blocks away and realized I should probably turn back. And I didn't make it. I got about a block away from my house and realized, fuck, I'm going to have to throw these drawers out.
Hey, are you fucking stupid?
Yes.
8 blocks away isn't that far, Brundlefly. You didn't feel anything pre
No, no. And as soon as I felt something, I turned back around, but just didn't make it. Plenty of times I've almost made it. You know, plenty of times I've had to stop and, you know, make sure nothing happens, but this morning it just didn't work.
Were you eating porridge this morning?
Afterwards.
Oh, you animal.
I had to get the fiber back into my diet.
Now, how early in the morning are we talking here, Brundo Fly?
I left the house at like 5:15 in the morning.
Okay, so early enough where if you didn't want to shit your pants, you probably could have shit behind a bush.
I thought very hard about it, but there's no like areas by my house where I could hide behind a bush. Everything's kind of all out in the open.
Just shit in the open.
Trust me, I thought about that too.
Would have made a great story.
Yeah, but then I would have had to throw everything out anyway because, you know, nothing to wipe with.
Was it like bad or was it just like.
It was enough where I had to throw out underwear and pants.
Pants! Fucking yes. Julio. That's why he scotch guards the inside of his pants. Great to see you, Julio.
Wow, you threw out your pants too. Were they like jeans? Pants?
I was just, yeah, jeans. I was just, you know, being safe where it was like, oh, forget it. This absolutely probably leaked through at one point. So
you go for a walk in your jeans? You don't get like fucking rotten crotch?
No, no, not at all. I'm more comfortable in my jeans.
All right.
Yeah.
Rotten.
So, yep. Rotten 2-time crotch. Champion.
2-time. You got a lot, big mountain to climb with me and Tony, buddy.
Can we write down rotten crotch before that fucking hits a speed bump and gets derailed?
Cool. Fucking rotten crotch. You know what, Jay Business? Jesse is right. You got to be careful behind the bushes. You don't want to end up on a list.
Yeah. Fucking Milwaukee Tom wants to know, did you go back and clean up the evidence?
Go back and where clean up the evidence? I threw it all out.
You didn't leave a fucking trail?
No, it didn't make it all the way through.
Did it get down to your cankles?
No, thankfully.
My question is, how did you shit without standing with your wife showering next to you?
That's what I want. That's how bad I had to go.
Yeah, crazy.
Couldn't even wait for that.
How close were you to home?
I was 8 houses from my house. I counted at this
point. What lucky neighbor did you stop in front of?
The one on the corner.
Oh, Martin Park, Martin Sharon.
Thank God today was trash day, too, because those are long gone.
Fucking Stinko de Mayo this morning.
Did you get back home and then have to like face your wife right away?
No, nobody was awake.
Okay. So wait, she's hearing about this first here?
She heard a little
did
bit.
Did you disrobe on the front porch before you got in the house or?
No. I went up the steps and into the bathroom and just, you know, cleaned up and finished the rest of the business.
Were you duck walking on the way up the steps?
Oh yeah, of course.
And hopefully you trash bagged and got them right out of the house when you were done.
Yeah. Instantly awesome. out of the house. Off to the curb.
You put them right on top of the garbage in the kitchen while everybody didn't make you breakfast. Babe, I'm running late. Can you take the garbage out?
Jesus Christ.
I got to pour myself another cup of coffee and eat some porridge. Can't imagine why you shit your pants, Brundle.
You didn't do your morning constitution before you went for your walk?
You know, I didn't even think about it. Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
To shit my pants.
Didn't even make it a year, bud.
Oh God!
Not open.
How bad did it smell when you were taking them off? Was it bad?
No, it wasn't terrible. I don't think anyway. Fucking maybe boom. The fire had helped out. It's like lighting a match.
Oh God!
Hot start to the show. All four of us are back. Tony's wants a foot job. Brundo shit his pants. HK, how was Mexico?
Love being in Mexico, man. Love being in Mexico. Can't wait. Can't wait to go back. It's my kind of town. I'll tell you that. Had a great time.
Isn't that country?
Yeah. That too.
Okay. How many different kinds of vegetables did you eat while you were down there?
Did you have
a lot of vegetables? I will say this, Tony, and I almost sent you the picture. I had quite a bit of limoncello while I was there. And every time I said, dude. To Tony, I got a picture on the phone here somewhere with me and
that's awesome.
Me and my buddy Tim were having a limoncello, and I said to Tony,
the national beverage of Mexico.
It's not really Mexican, is it? Limoncello, Jesus Christ! You and your buddy Tim,
yeah. What? Sorry.
Is this like a real buddy, or was it just a Mexican guy who just decided he was going to be?
Yeah. Tim Garcia.
See me, I'm a Tim.
I know you call for fucking. IT help and it's hello, my name is Steve.
No, it's Mukesh.
Oh, that's gotta be a drop.
All right, so you had some limoncello in Mexico.
Yeah.
So
it's a little
weird. That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah. HK, did you eat speaking of vegetables in Mexico? Did you eat cactus?
Yeah, I've had cactus there plenty of times.
Yeah.
Very I could good. Take or leave taxes. Taxes, Jesus.
Taxes. I could take them.
Wow, I'm not even drinking tonight.
Maybe you should start.
I know. Hey, I went to see Shun Yun over the weekend.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yes. In Newark, of all places.
Fuck Shun Yun.
You never had that out there come through Minnesota's or
in Minnesota, really?
No, they have 8 traveling groups that go all over the world.
Take it easy, Brundlefly. We get things in Minnesota.
HK, this is what Tony saw.
I can't. Matt's fucking frozen like a Chinaman with his fucking teeth.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
You must have froze mid impersonation of me on double T.
That's what Tony saw. Tony took his family to see Shun Yu, and they all fell asleep.
No, I didn't fall asleep.
Okay, 2 out of 3.
I enjoyed the show. It's like a Chinese kind of dance troupe. They have like a live like orchestra that plays and stuff. Okay. It's kind of cool. Yeah, I enjoyed it. All right, about it.
Well, cool. Stick it up my ass and call me Charlie.
I don't like that you play these sounds. It's inappropriate.
That's all you, buddy.
Didn't even get to Gwen Stefani, too.
Oh, stop. I hate that one the most.
You said it, buddy.
We're talking about Eminem or something.
You were talking about whatever the fuck you talk about.
So how was your weekend, Double T?
It was good. I worked. Nothing to write home about. I didn't shit my pants. I didn't see Shun Lee. I didn't forget to wear my fun underwear.
Boring. Your funderwear.
Underwear. Underwear. Fucking rung it up at the same time.
Kia!
Wow! Kia!
I did watch a shitload of wrestling.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I powered through. Yes, I had a late night Saturday and an early morning Sunday, and I just I powered through yesterday until I couldn't keep my little eyes open. I don't know. I'm a glutton for punishment. I kept trying to watch. So I get the Comet channel on Hulu Live. I kept seeing if they had updated and put the new NWA episodes up there. But they haven't done it yet. I didn't check today. I was all wrestling.
Your boy, your favorite Booger Eater, he retired this weekend.
Does anyone ever retire in wrestling?
No. Owen Hart.
Mm-hmm. Jesus fuck, dude. Holy cow. Wow.
Cue the music.
Holy shit.
Wow. Brendo shit out whatever he had last week and he came today. He came correct. Oh my God.
God.
Wowie wee wow. That was good.
Woof.
Get it.
Woof indeed.
Oh boy. Yeah. So I watched a ton of wrestling. We had a big, there's a ton of news. We're going to talk WWE and AEW and JCW. We had a conversation through our group text the other day. Because we were surprised that the WWE had released Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. And then once we kind of got to the meat and potatoes of it, it came out that they were asked to take a pay cut and they decided they were just going to take their ball and go elsewhere, which is fine. You know, you know your worth, right? But the Tony brought up the question. He's surprised because he thought Kofi would be a lifer. And then we were like, well, who is a WWE lifer? Tony brought up the Fink and Pat Patterson. And then we rattled off a bunch of other different names, but like, what's the, we didn't really dive deep into it, but what's the qualification? Like, what does it mean to be a lifer? Right? Because I'd say like John Cena, Randy Orton, Undertaker, Triple H, cockeyed HBK.
Even HBK left for a few years. In the early 2000s, after 98, he was gone.
Yeah, but it's not like he really showed up anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, he had his own thing going for a little bit, the TWA.
Yeah, but that was like his own promotion. I think he only worked like one match during that time.
It was a
hardcore match.
Just Incredible, actually. Yeah.
No, it wasn't against Just Incredible.
I'm almost 100% sure.
No way. No way, no chance, no how.
I need to look this up.
It sounds right to me, Brundle Fly.
It was like a.
I thought it was one of his students.
I could have sworn. I think Brundle Fly sounds right. The lifer question is: I don't think there's lifers anymore. I don't think they exist. Period. But if you're going to qualify, like anybody, you at this point, I mean, you can't really get past like a guy like The Undertaker, Bray Wyatt, I guess technically he would have been a lifer in that situation, but like there's not, I don't think you have that anymore. Like, would you qualify Triple H as a WWE lifer, even though he started in, you know what I mean? He got to start with WCW's big time, I guess.
Taker same way, right? He started in WCW,
right?
See, that's the thing. Like, are we disqualifying people who had their start or spent time somewhere? I mean, spending time somewhere else, maybe, but it got their start somewhere else.
There's one guy I got that I believe would be qualified more than anybody as a WWE lifer, and that's Michael Cole. He got his wrestling start in, what, like 1997? And it's 2026. He hasn't gone anywhere. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little update. TWA heavyweight title. I don't know why Shawn Michaels is listed as a champion. This is April 4th, 2000. Shawn Michaels defeated Venom.
Oh, okay. It was Venom.
Wait, not the King of Throwdown Venom.
Is Venom from Croatia?
Paul Diamond. Yeah. Venom, also known as Paul Diamond.
Yeah, no shit. Venom. Look at that.
Brendo's picture is frozen.
Well.
Oh, there we go. He's back. He's back. Yeah.
The Miz, you qualify as a lifer. John Cena. John Cena obviously qualifies.
Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stone Cold.
Yeah, but even Stone Cold was WCW for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, his where he really came on, obviously, was the Federation.
Yeah. I think Seth Rollins will be a lifer.
Kyle's got a good one. The Miz. Yeah. He was there from the jump.
Tom said the same thing. Yeah, he's definitely one that.
Oh, Tom said that. Sorry, Tom. Love you, buddy. Tom, first name basis. Jesus.
Yeah, look at you, Brundo. Brundo Five makes rounds on all the fucking shows on the network.
That Double T doesn't listen to. I know you're a busy guy. I get it.
Hey, guess what? Somebody here didn't even listen to this show recently. Okay, so I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Shots fired.
Ain't got no Wi-Fi down in the fucking Mexico way, huh?
Yeah, Tim couldn't hook him up with some fucking Wi-Fi password.
There was no QR code.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Hey, let me go sit in the cabana and blast the wizards.
Nobody will bother you.
That's a great point, True Prince of Pro. Would you consider Sheamus?
Yeah.
Sheamus got his start there, didn't he? Or did he wrestle over in Europe?
He was in Europe, but he the whole time he came here.
I don't like how people are blowing Brundo in the chat.
But, oh, whoa. I love being blown in the chat.
He probably sent his fucking shitty underwear to them.
If they're at the dumpster, then yes.
Shining Wizard Brundo. You fucking send it off to him, bring him to work.
A box of Dizardry.
Yeah, you'll fucking put jobs in the office Dizardry. Tomorrow for everybody.
Mm.
Yeah, so
Natalia. I mean, actually, Natalia is probably since 2008, I believe.
That poor girl. A lot of those birds you can go with, though, like Becky.
Yeah, I think Natalia and TJ. I think they're going to be lifers. They'll be involved in like the training for years and whatnot.
Yeah, so that's the thing too. Does that mean that they're just hanging on, or they're just not going anywhere? Like Trish Stratus, like she's been around from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah, even Lita. Lita never.
Rock.
Yeah, but Lita was like ECW. She wrestled in Mexico. Like she's got a little. I mean, Trish was like the Miz, like off the jump, brought in, and that was off.
Brock went to New Japan for a little bit.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Surprising though, right? Surprising Friday, more fucking releases. And if you believe the news today, they asked everyone to take a fucking 50% pay cut.
Everyone?
That's what they're saying.
Everyone. They asked Roman Reigns to take a pay cut. They asked Seth Rollins to take a pay cut.
I don't know.
I heard the Roman Reigns rumor out there that they asked him to take a pay cut, and supposedly that's why he's off the June Raws. Because he's no longer advertised for any Raws in June.
I'm going to say it. If Vince McMahon could have controlled Little Vinny, maybe we don't have the fucking problems we do now.
TKO is going to ruin the WWE.
That's the way it seems.
They made so much fucking money with WrestleMania.
Highest grossing WrestleMania of all time, yet again.
Are they looking to trim again so they can sell the property?
So that's
what they did. Yeah, I was gonna say that's what they did when they sold the first time to TKO. Is they shed a shitload and then sold. Are they looking to do the same now? Like TKO's ready to be done with it? Would it surprise you?
No, I feel like that's been a rumor that's been going on for like a year now that they're gonna sell to the Saudis.
To the Saudis, that'd be.
Dude, they let that fucking Make-A-Wish guy fucking sit in for that championship match. They'll take any fucking money they can get.
Yeah.
Just because he has no hair, he has to be Make-A-Wish? Come on.
I don't know. It's fucking weird. Like, the dude just fucking paid probably a bucket load of money to, and they put him at the commentary desk at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And he didn't say a fucking word. He got a scroll. He sat there the whole time. He was texting. You could see him texting in the back of a women's championship match, sitting at the desk.
He got a scroll.
Up to that point, now, probably like, the best match they had, too.
And now, like, they fucking got the New Day is gone. They released fucking Jeff Cobb and Tongaloa, which I don't think that's like.
It's yeah, but like, you're saying releases like these guys asked. They all asked to be let go, though, right?
Well, if you were like, you fucking take 50% of your cut.
Oh, yeah. You know, the New Day is going to make fucking bank.
They
you
just know, signed just, a,
like Twitch.
An extension like last year, the New Day just signed an extension. They want to redo the whole thing and make them make less money. And they're like, nah, peace out, homie.
Yeah.
But what were they really doing with New Day at this point? What were they really doing with like the BFTs or the MFTs or whatever they're fucking called?
I don't think they've done shit with the New Jay until ever New since Jay. They turned New Jay. Yeah. Ever since they turned on Big E, they had a couple of weeks where they were booed mercilessly, whatever that word is. And see, it doesn't have to be the entrance. I still can't speak.
They were fucking champions after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what name one match?
They were had. Still, they were still, they're still on, they're still. Like they had the on-screen stuff going with Waller and trying to get the bouncy boy in there. Like they had stuff going on screen. Yeah. I mean, I'm not disappointed. Like you have to make room. You have to. You got more talent coming up from underneath that needs to come up. Otherwise, they're going to get cut too, and then you end up with the same shit at the top and the middle at the bottom of the card anyway. So you have to get rid of some people. I was disappointed that the six are gone. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just the way it is.
I mean, but like hindsight, right? Like you had the Wyatt six and you like had them have their own like thing at or like Orlando at the theme park for Halloween. And you didn't mention it once on the fucking 6 hours of TV you do every week. Like,
cause what are they going to do? Promote it. And then they're going to show footage. And it's like three people.
You know,
riding a fucking roller coaster with these goons.
But you know, wrestling fans will go. They will go to these types of things. Like, they're creepy characters. Promote the fucking creepy characters during Halloween.
And can we stop with the memes about Kofi Kingston being long in the promotion longer than Hulk Hogan or having the tag belts longer than the Usos? Nobody gives a shit. We like Kofi. Kofi's a talent. He's gone. Whatever. Stop making him out to be bigger than what he is.
No. Bitch a shitload about him. And then we'll bring him back. We'll have a trios title and him.
He's getting memes on Facebook. He's not getting fans crying like we want Kofi back. There's a big difference. Yeah. Big difference. They don't want him.
They don't want him.
I don't want him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Let AEW take him. They can call him Jamaican Joe and Consequences Creed again.
Yep.
They'll take him.
They call him Island Order.
They'll fucking put him right on Dynamite and have him jobbing out to fucking Orange Cassidy and fucking Kyle O'Reilly. It'll be a 25-minute back and forth.
They'll have a fucking real knockdown drag out with Maximum Male Models.
Fuck yeah, I'm all into that.
Ring of Honor. Put him on Ring of Honor. And another thing, look, whatever. Like Ember Fry or Ember Moon or whatever the fuck her name is, she's been like Ring of Honor champion for like 10,000 days. They're like, oh, she surpassed Bruno Sammartino. Brakes. Slow the fuck down.
That's some fucking fan doing that, all right? That's not like nobody in any promotion is running with that. The fans are running with that.
Yeah, which is I'm saying. I do my research on Facebook. You got to get the bullshit out of the way.
Do it to get people like you all fucking worked up, man.
Well, congratulations. I'm worked up.
Tropical's got an idea. Yep. Make them the boys for Dalton Castle.
I love that. Absolutely love that.
The boys for Dalton Castle should be like the run of fucking like fake doinks. Like every time you want to put a tag team in something silly, just put them under fucking clown masks.
Famous wrestling clown boys.
Fuck yeah.
Now look, I know because I tried to have this conversation with Tony yesterday and he went on a whole different, he like brought up a whole different thing and we'll get into it at some point, I'm sure, me and Tony. But like, all right, they're asking people to take pay cuts and then they're using AI. Like Mark Shapiro is going around and being like,
Yes, we use AI to write wrestling stories now. Triple H and Nick Khan use AI. Any one of us would gladly take a fucking $300,000 a year salary to write a fucking wrestling storyline. How are we using fucking AI?
Well, I mean, you'd have to take 150 at this point because, you know.
That's fair. But like, how? Like, did you see the Saul Ruka Zarya video where they used AI and it's clearly neither of the girls' faces? And they aired it on fucking NXT.
No, I didn't. Wait, what?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, it was a big thing last week. If you look it up, Tony, you'll find it where you can. The
Saul spaces. Ruka and Pizzeria?
Yes. Where they're recapping their huge feud and like the faces are not. They're not their original faces. Like you can tell that they're like fucking AI.
Did they do like the face off thing with Travolta and Cage?
Rumble. They're going to take your face off.
I don't know, man. And his like, he was like, oh, we like do it because we test in certain areas. And it's like, you're just say you're fucking lazy. It like, that's
bro. This is hot. Not going to lie.
Oh, wait until you see their feet.
What I was hoping for.
But yeah, man, like what do you guys think about this shit? Like they're using AI to write stories now?
Bro, her face came apart. Like it pixelated.
Yeah. This was on fucking TV.
This is kind of cool. Fucking AI butt cheeks, man.
Yeah, please, one of you two, please just fucking say something. So this fucking asshole.
That fucking pizzeria, man. She got a nice shit locker, I'm gonna tell you.
And you not?
She's walking through. She's like Moses, like walking through the parted sea, but it's on fire too. This is awesome.
Hey, I agree.
HK, please fucking be the voice of reason here. You're involved in wrestling. You've been a fan forever. Like AI stories for the WWE. And I know what this is, seems like something AEW would do, right? But no, the fucking WWE is doing this.
I'm not a fan in general of one, them coming out and saying we're using AI to help us write stories, or two, for them to be like using AI. I don't want to say in general. I don't want to say in general because I think realistically, like if you want to bounce an idea into AI and see what the feedback is, you know what I mean? Like, if you have an idea and you can get something bounced back and you can play off of that, I'm okay with you playing off of that. But if you're going, hey, give me a story, here's point A, and this is going to be the finish line, how am I going to get there? And AI says, this is how you do it. Then I have kind of an issue with that. You know what I mean? And then it kind of sucks the creativity out of it. There's no creative process anymore. You're just saying, I'm thinking of this. How do I get there? AI, tell me where to go. Like, that part of it sucks. It just does. And it doesn't matter. I don't care what company does it. You know what I mean? Like I watch Monday night, every Monday night. You guys know this. I am a fan of the Federation, have been for years. It's not going to make me stop watching it. Is that going to help? No, but I hate the idea of them like saying, hey, AI, tell us what we're going to do for a story. I don't know that they're doing that. Like, I don't know to what end they're using this technology in their creative process. If they're peppering it in to, you know, maybe get different angles or turning points, that's one thing. But if they are doing it like start to finish, which I can't believe that they are, that just fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's
they are a 21st century company. It's 2026. They're trying to appeal to a larger audience. They've got all these like social media stars, all these musicians, everybody's getting involved in wrestling now. AI is like the natural next step for them to try to reach a wider audience. I mean, you don't like it, but it is what it is.
It's a good question by Tropical. It says, you think using AI is why the stories don't have heart or emotions anymore? And I don't think that's entirely true.
But no, the writing staff just now is just shitty.
I think it's veering that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's soulless, right? You read all these like people that were at WrestleMania, like the people that used to work for the WWE. They're like, it's fucking sanitized. It's soulless. It doesn't feel like WrestleMania. Like, love or hate Vince McMahon, but he fucking gave a shit. Like, these guys are just looking at the bottom line. So they're going to cut corners. If they don't have to pay two writers and they can hire AI, fuck it. We'll deal with it. Right. And Tony, you said, oh, they're getting involved with celebrities and all this stuff because they don't have stars. They're not making stars. All these guys are role players, right?
They're making stars.
They're not. They're not.
Dude, Oba's a fucking big star already, dude.
What's Trick Oba Williams done? Is a star
what's
too.
What's he done? He's got the Open Oba Femi Challenge. This is what he's going to do. He's going to have people step up and he's going to mow them down.
Who's going to? Who, though? Who?
Everybody.
Kit Wilson?
Fuck him.
He just fucking retired Brock Lesnar. Like, why is he not the one going face to face with Cody Rhodes?
Because you can't do that yet. You got to fucking let this build. If you shoot your shot now, it's over, dude.
That's what Roman Reigns said. He's like, I'll see how you do over the summer. Prove yourself, pal. So they lit the fire there, and they're going to let it burn for a little while. And not just like hop right into it. You know, Brock Lesnar came out. They waited a couple of months before they strapped him up.
See, and I thought Grayson Waller Monday night, just in case we're.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it.
Besides, there's so much merchandise to be sold for this guy with the fucking Duncan Fallas and the fucking dancing and shit. Come on.
Is this going to be, excuse me, the Open going to be a spot where a guy like Kevin Owens can come back?
Oh, I can't wait for him. Is he coming back? I thought he'd had a bad prognosis.
He came out today where he announced Canadian tours maybe for the WWE, so maybe he'll be involved.
Because that's how he came up with the John Cena challenge. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, it'd be a nice return, and I think that would be a good, that would be a great little feud. To get Oba involved in an actual story. You know what I mean? Because obviously Owens has got the amazing personality and he can do the bulk of the work in the story, even from the promo department, not saying that Oba can't. But I think that'd be a fun return for Owens and a nice little story to run with.
And what about
AI says, right?
what about Trick Williams? What about Javon Evans? They're pushing
Trick
this.
Williams, he's got to go to the funeral for the gingerbread suit on Friday at SmackDown.
So? The gingerbread suit died.
So fucking stupid.
Was that AI or Bruce Pritchard?
Both.
That's the new gimmick every week. That's the gimmick. AI or Bruce Pritchard. We have to decide what storylines are actually being written by a person or which ones are being written by the computer.
I'm going to go to the Prince of Pro, Matthew Burch, and he's not the only person I've seen say this. The Undertaker is the only good booker involved with WWE right now. Main roster WWE feels stagnant right now. Meanwhile, what Taker is doing in Triple H has so much heart and passion behind it.
Probably because TKO doesn't give a fuck about Triple A. People, so he has autonomy to do with what he wants.
Kind of like Triple H and NXT.
Yep.
People love that Triple A fucking Fox show.
Triple A's on Fox?
Well, it's
in Mexico.
In Mexico, it's on Fox. It's on YouTube here.
See, this is why HK couldn't listen to the show, because he was busy watching AAA in Mexico.
Yep. Yeah, did you partake?
El Grande Amanhedo. Hey, you didn't listen to the show last week, pal.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't know, man. Like, you have Trick Williams and you have Sami Zayn. You can't come up with, like, a better creative fucking story than, like,
it's Sami fucking Zayn, dude. He wrestled the fucking Jackass guys. They had a giant fucking rat trap in the ring.
Which is one of Sami's favorite matches.
Yeah. And it should be. I fucking love that match. I thought it was hysterical.
Super entertaining. Like, this is what we're doing with Trick. We just called up Trick Williams. He's clearly going to be a star. And now he's like despondent because Sami Zayn destroyed the gingerbread outfit. Come on.
Maybe he was going to pack it and bring it to Mexico to
come
put
on.
For
he
his
went
lady.
To the fucking trainer's room to check on an inanimate object. What are we doing? Am I a retard? Why am I wasting
you
my time?
Answer that?
I was going to say, somebody take it. I'm not going to.
No need.
And look, I'll be 100% honest with you. There's way more good than bad, but the bad that they do is just like, I just don't understand this. You're going to give me Roman and Jacob on Saturday? Let's go. Right? That looks great. I love the stuff they're doing with Danhausen. Very funny. You know, the Io Sky Asuka thing, it's weird without Kairi Sane involved because I felt like that's where it was going before they let her go. But, you know, maybe she shows up Saturday. Who knows?
They're interchangeable anyway, right?
Rollins, racist. Rollins, Braun Baker. Rollins and Braun Breaker, cool. Like I'm here for that. We have a nice like redemption story. Rollins got hurt, and then everyone.
Bro, when he cut the promo when he's going, "I am a revolutionary," and he's holding his nose, I lost it. That was funny as fuck.
But yeah, I don't know, man. The trick.
You know who hasn't done anything since WrestleMania?
Randall,
the guy who ended night one, kicking the champion's face off and holding up the belt. Where the fuck is he?
He's renegotiating. He's gobbling up all those fucking half-price returns.
For that money Ted DiBiase Jr. owes him.
Julio. Oh, Julio.
Love it.
Jesus.
Julio said, "Gary, coming in for the Pearl Harbor."
Oh, that joke bombed.
Oh man, Julio's on fire.
Twice. Oh shit.
It's a Backlash Saturday though. We got picks to do.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
What do you think? How's the punishment coming along?
It's not.
I thought about it today.
It's not coming along. I'll tell you. I haven't done shit. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what your expectations are.
My expectations are whatever you guys do, it's going to be awesome. That's my expectation.
Okay, breaking
awesomeness.
News. Breaking news. We're not doing it.
Sounds like another wizard.
I talked to the other two wizards. I talked to the other two wizards. I was a man on the street, and all our ideas were in a mattress warehouse in Belleville. So we're out of luck.
Now here's HK with sports.
Man or frozen? Oh no, he's there.
You know, I could have easily called an end to it.
An end to what?
To the picks. I could have just easily said, "Fuck it, we're not doing picks."
Could have, but you didn't. You came up with some cockamamie idea that we have to.
It wasn't a cockamamie idea. I have great ideas.
Do we
this
really?
This is an amazing idea that I came up with. Just because you fuckers have no creativity, why don't you use AI?
It's a great idea.
Huh? Yeah, actually, there you go. That's
a great idea.
Would you? God damn it! I want to finish this so it's easy for me to edit this for the YouTube. So,
I thought we finished.
Well, we didn't preview Backlash, Tony.
Oh, Backlash. Five matches.
Who do you think is in Danhausen's corner?
I don't know, but John Cena's going to be there for Backlash.
Yeah, he's put out a tweet today. Something, he's going to do something that changes the something. Hold on, let me look it up.
Well, I mean, Tony Khan's not the only one that could change the wrestling business every week. Just saying.
Such anger.
Why not?
Maybe Danhausen and Oba Femi.
Bro,
it says
Oba Femi Housen.
It's official. I'm headed to Backlash. After months of planning and effort, I am so excited to break some history-making news. I can't promise it'll be perfect, but I can promise it will change the WWF experience, whatever, for superstars and fans.
Another new era.
See you live Saturday in Tampa or at home on the ESPN app.
You got your QR code ready there, HK?
Yes.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with Danhausen and who the partner possibly could be. Because in my mind, it has to be somebody fantastic. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're doing a mystery thing, it has to be somebody amazing. It has to be somebody over the top. Yeah, and
I mean, well, at the same time, if you think about it, I suppose Danhausen is, he's established now. You know what I mean? Like he's big. So maybe just 180 on myself. It doesn't necessarily have to be. Maybe somebody else can get a little Danhausen rub, I guess. I don't know who it could be though.
It's going to be CM Punk.
I thought CM Punk.
It'll be Pepsi Phil.
It's got to be.
What if it's John Cena?
Very nice, very evil.
What if it's True Prince of Pro said Mr. Iguana? Isn't Mr. Iguana on SmackDown this week or NXT?
I hope it's Vince. I hope it's Vince.
Vince McMahon?
I hope Shane McMahon comes back.
Oh.
Hope he throws all his fucking douche nozzle shitty ass punches.
Does another, whatever, tries to jump again.
Tony, why are you so angry?
I don't know.
You're like really ornery tonight. Go get a limoncello, man.
No.
I think you need one.
No.
Why?
Because I'm having a good time. Rose.
You're so miserable right now.
Talking some wrestling.
You're hating on wrestling.
Who said that? What?
You are miserable. You really want Vince McMahon to be the tag team partner of Danhausen?
Yes. Oh, McMahonhausen.
Yeah, but I don't think Danhausen would do that.
What if it's Stephanie? She's a Hall of Famer.
Terrible idea.
She can change the wrestling business.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna put it in AI. Hold on one second.
Oh yes, please. Let's see.
There we go.
Let's see what fucking brilliance Google AI will give us.
Fuck, I gotta log into this shit. I hate logging into this shit.
God.
Just fucking shut up.
All right, while you're doing that, you guys you looking forward to Backlash?
I don't know if I am, to be honest with you. and I don't know off the top of my head. I can't tell you what the match card is off the top of my head, but like, there's nothing that like strikes me right now where I'm like, hell yeah, this is going to be awesome. You know, like, are all the matches locked?
They are. It's Roman and Jacob. It is, Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker, Io Sky and Asuka, Danhausen and a mystery partner against Kit Wilson and The Miz, and I'm missing one. Let me go to Brundo's notes.
I got some picks.
All right. Let me get Trickin' Sammy Williams.
So with like
Trickin' Sammy Williams. Is that the title of a movie, Tricking Sammy Williams?
It sounds like
so. Like Sammy and Trick, that should be fun, and I guess Jacob and,
super
and
fun.
Roman, Roman should be fun, but like a lot of these seem just kind of jammed up. They're a little bit too close to Mania. You know what I mean? Just a little bit too close to Mania. So, and I don't know. I guess I'm not overly excited. I'll watch obviously, but it's not one that like I'm not super fucking chubbed up for.
You know, you can watch the first hour on ESPN2. For free. Yeah.
I think it's too close. I'm with you. I think it's too close to really get excited. Yeah. Like they need another week or so in between.
Tony, what did the robot say?
Ding, 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 ding. Best overall choice, CM Punk. And there's a little description. I'm going to give you descriptions. Most Danhausen core option, Mr. Iguana. Celebrity chaos pick, Jelly Roll. Biggest shock pop, John Cena. Wildcard comedy legend, La Parca. AAA version, it's specified. And ChatGPT says, my honest picks. CM Punk is the best overall choice. Mr. Iguana is most on brand for Danhausen. And John Cena would be the biggest moment. If WWE wants this to actually matter, they go for CM Punk. If they just want chaos and fun, they go for Mr. Iguana. There you go.
Wow, look at the computer.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's who we talked about, so there you go.
You got Brundo, you excited for Backlash?
Sort of. I'll watch it. I think Jacob and Roman will be real good. If they can make it like Punk and Roman where there's no fuckery, no Usos, no MFTs, I think it'll be good. But I have a feeling that there'll be run-ins abound on that match.
Yeah, the MFTs aren't really a thing anymore, are they?
Well, it's Solo and Tama or whatever.
Wait, is he the guy that goes, yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't done that in a while, huh?
No, because he's at odds with Solo Sikoa.
Oh, those are the two assholes that are mad at each other.
Yeah, yes. And then Tongaloa's, with the big guy. The big guy's there. Everybody was.
Yeah. Talalala?
Yeah, couldn't wait to get him there now.
Tralalala.
La 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 la.
SmackDown's going back to 2 hours. Are we? Does anyone? How do you feel?
Good. Less women's wrestling.
Wow.
These broads taking up so much TV time.
Dude, who hurt you? Why do you hate wrestling so much?
Who said I hate wrestling? What are you talking about?
So angry.
I'm not angry. I'm a happy-go-lucky fella.
Did you watch any WWE this week, Tony?
Yes, I watched Raw.
All right.
I enjoyed it heartily, verily, truly. Prince of Pro-E.
Are you just naming fucking seltzer alcohol drinks now? What are you doing?
No. I enjoyed it. I watched Raw. I tried watching Dynamite today.
What about we got a couple debuts at NXT?
Oh, we got Ricky Saints. Well, Ricky Saints debuted too on SmackDown.
Yeah, and he lost to Cody Rhodes. Oh, Cody Gunther is going to be a thing.
Not mad at that.
Yeah. So I say to that, where's Randy Orton?
He's coming back, Brundo. Relax.
I know. But you ended a night of WrestleMania with him standing tall, and then he's just gone.
Relax. He punted him. He punted Cody Rhodes. He hasn't punted anybody in years.
They're going back to 2 hours. They have to budget their time more properly.
SmackDown's going back to 2 hours. Randy Orton is on, I don't know where he is now.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He'll come back. Don't worry. Absence makes the heart better.
Relax. Come back like...
What is this, AEW? Everybody's got to be on TV every week? Chill. Yes.
Tony, this chill, is not bro. A fucking like... Chill. Holy story.
Who would you get rid of in order to plug him in now?
I would continue the story with him and Cody.
That wasn't the question. The question is, who are you going to plug him in with?
Cody.
Oh, like maybe he got suspended. Maybe I don't know.
And say that. Oh, Randy Orton attacked him. He attacked a referee. Attacked McAfee. He's suspended until further notice.
Yeah, maybe he's just taking
plug that into AI. They'll do it.
Where's the play? Yeah, ask the fucking robot. Where's Randy Orton?
Ask the robot. Shit. All right, hold on. I'll ask the robot.
Yeah, let's see what fucking AI has to say about Randall Orton. He fucking ends night one of the biggest show of the year, holding up the fucking title belt, and then he's been fucking.
Yeah, but I'm the angry one.
Because it doesn't make sense. You're just angry. You hate women. You hate wrestling.
But I love the gingerbread man, and I feel sorry that he's gone.
You want to see fucking Vince and Shane team with Danhausen? Like, what kind of weird fucking fever dream are you having, you fucking sicko? It'd be great if Vince painted his face like Danhausen and took a shit on a bunch of women in the front row. It'd be amazing.
Sent the pictures to Brock Lesnar at home.
Why are you so
let's not get carried away. Tony, I think you're great.
Thank you, bro. Yeah.
So great he forgot your underwear at home.
Here's the real situation. He's not currently on TV. He was written off after Mania 42 with no confirmed return date. He's dealing with physical injuries, including signs of discomfort in his back. He's not confirmed seriously injured long term, but he's clearly not 100% and being managed carefully. There you go.
Oh, so now we're just going to take the AI is the new Dave Meltzer. Everyone's just going to
fucking ask for AI's opinion, hand job.
You're like, there you go, matter of factly.
I don't know. I don't know what you want from me anymore. I don't. It's like I don't even know who you are.
I can play this.
I think you're the one that hates wrestling, dude. You come on here like they're using AI, and
it's terrible.
Pizzeria got a cute hiney thanks to AI. Like, what do you want from us? We're just living here, bro. We're just protoplasm.
$5 billion company.
Well, $500 million now. Everything's cut in half.
Shits all over their fans with insane.
Well, Brando shit all over his neighborhood. So there you go.
I expect better.
Maybe he's a BFT in training.
I expect better from the number one wrestling promotion in the world.
Well, shit in one hand and wish in the other, buddy.
That's it. That's it. That's why I watch JCW.
Oh, you want to talk about a fucking shit job on this thing.
Yikers.
Bro, yep. The fucking Green Ghoul gets 3 months of fucking promos and gets squashed.
7 fucking seconds.
And fucking World. Brother Love comes out on top of that, and the fucking people are chanting, pizza, pizza.
World title are on a pole, and it's not even your fucking main event. World title match.
Oh, come on. Vince Russo's in charge. Of course they're going to have pole matches.
This was the most fucking Vince Russo episode of JCW. Oh, yes.
And fucking Big Al slaps Danny Moe, goes, I want answers, and just walks away. Like, what the fuck?
I want answers. I'm leaving.
Who in the fuck stands outside of a building pacing and just to yourself, you go, where the fuck is she? You fucking audibly yells that shit out. Nobody. Golly. This is.
I know. I heard you were yelling some things in Mexico, but, you know, not everybody listened to Tots this week, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really like the episode. And the fucking Mama Lukes are back. They're not the Brothers of Funstruction this week. Like, yeah, what the fuck happened there?
I'm not a fan of that. And, like, everybody's, like, with them.
And Stephen Flo doesn't fucking have the ring rat with him. And everybody just beats up on all the good guys, just beat up on Vito. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Just
Vito's nephew is late. Him, you know, Vinny Massaro's.
What is he fucking pregnant?
I don't know.
Oh, is that who it's going to be? Vinny Massaro?
No, Vinny Massaro was the guy.
Yeah, but he was. Oh,
your nephew's late. Oh, we got gabagools. He's talking like you people. You, Tony, you people. He was talking like your people.
That's how we talk.
More hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his people, karate people.
We needed a cup of cola.
I needed a cup of cola.
Gabagool. I was disappointed with the Green Phantom. And it's
fucking terrible.
I didn't go back and watch. Is the Green Phantom that lost the facade? That's not the same Green Phantom. Or was it Matt Cross under the hood the whole time?
No,
he's way, way bigger.
When he came back out, I'm like, definitely not the fucking Green Phantom. And then he did the fucking dive into the ropes. I'm like, yeah, it's Matt Cross, of course.
Yeah, that's disappointing. I guess that's still.
No, that wasn't bad, bringing back Matt Cross to fuck with Caleb. What was bad was the entire fucking match to get there. The EC3, the guest referee, everybody's fucking with each other. It was like, why?
Fucking referee attacks goddamn EC3, and EC3 can eat a shit anyways, but the referee attacks EC3. More referees come out, pull apart, and then they go, oh, you know what, Conley, go ahead, you still ref the match. Go fuck Jesus.
Yeah, this was really bad, really bad.
It was horrific, baby.
Yep, we're entering some WCW 2000 here.
Oh my god, are we ever. Fucking they were best friends 2 weeks ago, but now Vince Russo and Violent J, can they get along?
Nope. And then yup, and then nope.
And Brother Love was so fucking gassed after his match, dude. So terribly fucking gassed. It was embarrassing this episode.
Father Bronson?
Yeah.
I liked the venue. I thought it was a unique looking venue.
Tony, the card girls, what do you think?
Yeah, that was fine. Nothing disappointed me this time.
Good.
No fucking, no like fucking like 30-year-old women in fucking coats and jeans. So
it was not a great episode. I agree with you there. It's very,
bro, Zach D'Amico needs a fucking salad, dude.
I almost stopped watching the episode when I saw his face, but I went, you know what, I'm gonna go with it. And then they fucking bring out the world title match as the second match. After the whatever it was, 13-second squash, and it's a goddamn guitar on a pole. I went, I can't continue watching this. And I did. I actually shut it off. I finished it this morning.
And who stopped at the booth to fucking yell into the commentators' headphones, and you couldn't even hear what the fuck they were saying anyway. E3. Although Jeeves did cut a good promo to start the show. I thought so.
I like Jeeves.
Yeah, Jeeves cut a good promo.
I like Jeeves. I was
We're
going to get back at you, and we're going to have to wrestle Kerry Morton.
I don't, I don't particularly care for EC3.
Nope.
And people in that fucking deathmatch group, they were talking about the JCW. They were like, oh man, we need Veda Scott to come back. I miss her. And I was like, what?
Compared to that schmuck, I'll take Veda Scott.
He sounds like a fucking stoned Louis Anderson.
Oh, you got to pick one. Zach Amico or is it Zach is his name, right?
Yeah.
Zach Amico or Veda Scott?
Oh, it's definitely Zach. Veda 100%. Scott. No.
Veda Scott.
No, yep. No, no.
I will gladly take her over him. He's horrendous.
Would you take a foot job from Veda Scott or
I almost lost my mind when they, I forget who it was, somebody dove to the outside and he's like, hit the floor like 300 pounds of luggage. It's like, fuck you, man. Fuck you. Like, that's what you came up with? It's like, let me wait and think of a good one. I'm still thinking.
That's a very good Zach D'Amico.
300 pounds of luggage. Fuck
Cocaine's you. Got Hocaine, though.
Hocaine's fucking, she can get it, bro.
Mask on or off?
What?
Mask on or off?
Come on, it's got to be mask on. What's wrong with you?
Just asking a question, dude. Relax.
Hocaine, you're going to take her mask off? Come on.
What if she looks, like, better?
Why? Well, like, why would you, like, why would you need to, though?
I don't know. You don't want to see what's, you ever find out who the mask superstar was in NWA?
Yeah, I know. Gags the Gimp? Yeah, we know.
No, we know Gags. Who's the Austin Idol's kid? What was that storyline?
Oh, I remember. It was some kid from CZW. I forgot.
Yeah, Robert Anthony, right?
That was it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No shit.
And I don't know who the new Zion is, or it's not Zion.
Oh, that's Zion, right? Yeah, that's who it was.
No, he was Zion.
Right. There's a new one?
Well, Zion took his place when he fucking peaced out.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, let me see Zion. Let's find out who Zion is and spoil it for everyone.
I don't know if anybody's watching the NWA.
Yeah, spoil it. The thing's been going on for three fucking years.
Gags the Gimps.
No, Zion is Victor.
What's your vector, Victor?
Oh, Victor.
From the Ascension?
Yes.
Wow, Brando, good pull, because we would have sat here all night.
Waiting for it. Nothing. Yeah.
He's not the one that beat up Charlotte Flair.
No, I thought that was
Tom Latimer.
Yeah, I thought it was Tom Latimer. Bless you.
I think he was one of the original Ascension.
Hey, Tom Charmaine Latimer. Made it. What's up, Charmaine?
Hi, Charmaine. How are you? Really? Tom Latimer was in the Ascension? No.
No! I thought that's why Tom Latimer and what's her name broke up, though. I thought there was accusations.
You're up.
Yeah.
You're up, Peter Dan.
So who did Connor beat up?
Nobody. They got put in a shitty fucking gimmick. They got squashed by all legendary tag teams. They were great in NXT.
Yeah, they were.
Ah, and it'll be great. Legion of Doom beats them up.
Hey, the Viking Raiders are still around, aren't they?
I think so.
Yeah, they might be. They might not be long for this world either. What have they done lately?
I don't know.
I say, why did they answer Oba's challenge?
Who? Maybe they took the pay cut. Valhalla's got a kid at home now. They need the money.
Who? Yeah, JCW is weak sauce this week.
Yeah.
And I feel bad saying it, but I'm kind of getting tired of Big Vito.
Yeah, me too. I'm there with you.
I'm not there.
It's the same shit.
The Viking Raiders are on AAA. Thanks, Lisa.
Is Brundle Fly?
So that means they're probably doing really well.
Is he frozen looking stoned? Okay, gotcha.
Stoned. It looked like he was ready to fucking diarrhea again.
Well, we didn't confirm it was diarrhea.
No, it was not.
Wait a minute. It was a log?
No, it was like in between.
It was a shart.
Yeah, more or less.
So how much are we talking? It wasn't like not full much. Blown?
Enough to make enough to trash him, not enough to like.
Yeah, but you went through two layers.
No, he didn't. He said the jeans were a precaution.
Yeah, I didn't trust it.
He's got that Brundlefly money. He can throw fucking good jeans out whenever he wants.
HK's got Brundlefly money too. He's got fucking 45 pairs of swim trunks.
Yeah, you never know. God, if he ever has another piece of cake, Tony, it's fucking, it's a wrap. He's gonna balloon up, giant. He's gonna be so big.
I want him to have a piece of cake at the barbecue.
He won't. He'll have fucking 72 carrot sticks, 36 pieces of celery.
I want him to have ice cream with cake back at that place in Westfield. Have somebody ask what it tastes like.
Yeah, you know what? That reminds me. I vote no Westfield this year.
Well, I got some, you know, it's not my place to say, but things might not fall in favor of 1HK this year.
Oh, no. Wow, I sounded like Diana there for a second.
Yeah, you did.
HK's got a busy summer. He's got a busy summer. It's not a lock yet.
You know,
he's got to drag those long nards across a couple faces.
And I was just telling the wife, I said, you know what? I'm like, maybe I'll just take the whole weekend. Maybe we just spend a weekend, you know, like Friday, Saturday night down the shore or something, and then go to the barbecue on Sunday.
So you would not come and pick up HK?
No, I'd have him come out like Friday night and then head down to like Seaside so we could hang out with my people.
Yeah, Seaside.
Yeah, where would you hang out?
Not down the fucking shore.
You want me to bring them Wildwood?
No. We're not going to Westfield.
Atlantic City.
All right, Atlantic City. Maybe the fucking GCW people are going to be down there.
Hell yeah, I'll be down there in a month. Can't wait.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, Brenda, I'll give you some koozies to hand out.
I'll make sure not to.
Seriously, I got a whole fucking box of shit next to me right here.
Keystone stack of koozies, too.
Keychains, koozies. Just walk up to all the girls at the GCW and go, you want to touch my koos?
that's exactly what you should do, Brando.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry, Tony. Have you ever been to a GCW show?
No, but why would you send Brando out there asking people to touch his
koos? First of all, Brundo's going. I'm not sending him anywhere. He's going on his own accord. Secondly,
every year.
We got to get Tony to a deathmatch show. We did the fucking...
We were going to go to XPW, and then it never came back.
For good reason.
Nah, it's terrible. I want to go see a show. I want to go. Yeah, I want to see a Quinceañera show.
I'm not even going to.
Yep.
Can we? You brought up XPW. Do you want to talk, HK?
Oh, no. I was just, you know.
Do you want to explain your.
Yeah, I know why HK said
to the masses or
my quandary.
Yeah,
no, I'm hoping to make everything work. It's not a lock right now. That's for sure. I gotta figure it out. But it is a busy summer situation.
HK wants you to put on a shirt with sleeves. I think he wants to go for some water service.
It's so like such a weird. None of them live near there. Like, it's just a weird place to go. It doesn't make any sense.
It was a spot in the middle. That's why we went there.
Right. I was working, but I took off last year. I'm off again this year. Like, we don't have to go to fucking...
But you're the one that suggested Westfield last year.
Because I wanted to see what all this shitty water service was about and then get your hopes up and break...
And then you put on a fucking Macho Man tank top, which pretty much denied entry into the restaurant. And then we went to go hang out with Rory for an hour.
And it was good food.
Yeah, it was good times.
It was
amazing.
And then we took you guys ice cream like you'd never had ice cream before. Tony was so excited.
The food wasn't the only thing flaming. Hi.
Jesus Christ, Tony.
Hey, if I was sushi, would you light me on fire?
Can I get on the soapbox for just like 5 minutes?
Sure.
A whole like cruel thing, right? It's kind of like, is it indicative of the state of independent professional wrestling?
Now, like, I just want to say before you continue, I didn't read anything into it. From my perspective,
Cruel was allegedly stabbed and a bunch of wrestlers tried to beat up the assailant. That's all. That's as far as I wanted to get. Because when you said other shit came out, I just wanted you to explain it to me so you can explain to the people and then give everybody your gripes. Maybe I'll jump in with you.
Okay. So I was late to the party. I'm in that stupid deathmatch group with you guys.
How dare you?
But all they do is piss and fucking moan about everything.
I love it.
I guess at some point last week. All right. So the synopsis, I'll back real quick. As Tony said, there was a deathmatch show. Cruel allegedly got stabbed. It was a big to do. Eight people tried to beat up a fan. The fan never left his feet. It's kind of embarrassing. Deathmatch wrestlers. Then this caused the Berwyn Eagles Club, where like every fucking independent show in the Midwest runs shows like regularly. They decided like no more wrestling. So now you've taken wrestling off the table for so many fucking people who had a payday there, and now they don't because this incident took place. Well, all the scuttlebutt, and I should have learned this from the Enzo Amore situation, right? Don't jump to conclusions. Wait till all the facts come out. Video surfaced of Cruel being the one to throw the first punch at this dude while the dude is standing there talking to him and another dude. So this pro wrestler decided to sucker punch a fan because his feelings were hurt. He didn't like that the fan got in his way during his entrance. Didn't like that the fan said his merchandise was too expensive. Didn't like that the fan pointed out that he's a scary devil demon guy and he probably shouldn't be out there, you know, signing autographs. Someone else should be selling his fucking merch if he doesn't talk, but then he talks to the fans. You know, I don't know. It's just me, the guy that watches way too much fucking wrestling.
In fairness, we're not the types that like when people tell us what to do either. Continue.
Fair enough. So. I don't know, man. So this fucking Cruel guy, right? He was on the show. He was Mads Kruger in MLW. We had him. He was a nice enough guy. But, like, I don't know, man. You don't like it. Just fucking, like, pack up your shit and go home. Like, you sucker punched this fucking dude. And the dude did not hit the ground. And then all your wrestling buddies decided they were going to try and beat this guy up. And they couldn't beat him up. He never left the ground either. And now you cost multiple promotions money. You cost your multiple boys and girls bookings and money to put out some fucking half-hearted apology on social media. Like, it's embarrassing. Like, that is awful.
It's
like you're a pro wrestler. Like, you're a bad guy. You should be used to people being fucking nasty to you. Right? The dude didn't fucking touch the guy. You sucker punched a fan. Like, toughen up, bro.
So I don't know all that went into him getting that point. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't heard any audio or anything like that. I will say that, like, unacceptable. 100%. Like, you can't sucker punch a fan. You know what I mean? You just can't. At the same time, how many times have we said motherfuckers online need to know that you can't say stupid shit without getting punched in the mouth? Is this what happened? Did this fan push and push and push to the point where he went, you know what? I'm standing right in front of you. You're getting fucking punched in the mouth. I don't know that, but we've said that on this show that sometimes motherfuckers need to know they can't go past that line without getting punched in the fucking mouth. Is that what happened? Not sure. If it is, I'm completely fucking fine with it. He shouldn't have done it, but if that's what was the case, we've said it here. He caught one.
Yeah, but when he stabbed me.
Yeah.
That is okay. Well, yeah, that's fucking bad. Like that part of it's bad. If you eliminate that from the equation and it got to the point where he got punched in the mouth,
And then the other wrestlers, like, he had to have said to them, like, he stabbed me. You know what I'm saying? Like, are they just going to jump in after he throws a punch? Like, was it immediate? Like,
well, he threw the punch and then the video picks up of the guy charging Cruel. Like, that's the video that originally got released, was just the fan charging him and like knocking him back into all the merchandise. Right. That's where the first video came out. And then like a week, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, whenever this other video got posted, like then you see like it's from behind like Cruel and there's a couple people and the guy's just standing there, drink in his hand, nothing in the other hand, no knife. And Cruel just fucking punches the dude. And the dude, again, to his credit, doesn't go down. Also, like, if you're going to beat up a fan, I don't think it's a good idea, but, like, you got to be smart about it, right? Follow the guy into the fucking bathroom. No one's bringing their fucking... There's not a billion cameras in the bathroom, are there? Stick his fucking head
in the bathroom.
Also, like, look, again, I watch, like, a zillion hours of wrestling. I read a fucking million wrestling books. We all watch shoot interviews, like... Bro, if you're going to punch a fan, you better knock that motherfucker out, bro.
Yep.
You think Haku wasn't knocking fans out back in the day? Like, come on, bro.
Even fucking CM Punk talks about him and Chris Hero back in the early 2000s. They just, like, every week, knock another fan out. So, learning from a fucking Harley Race or whatnot.
And now, like, this fucking guy fucking cost all these people fucking money. Like, all the guys that, like, you know, look, HK, you're booked, right? You know you're going to be booked every Saturday for the next 8 months. You got a booking at the Berwyn Eagles Club for fucking HK's WrestleManiac show, whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah, that's sure. Gone now because this guy lied.
Yep.
Well, he didn't. He says he didn't lie. He woke up the next day and he said people were saying he got stabbed.
Okay.
But, like, because of all this, not because you sucks, another one of the boys sucker punched a fan, and now it costs everybody money.
I'll say this. So that Berwyn Eagles Club doesn't want to hold the show. There's plenty other venues out there. Like, if whoever's running these shows, they should be able to find another venue. Let's not act like Berwyn Eagles Club doesn't want to have shows there anymore, and it's the fucking all stop, right? Because fucking venue.
That was the home of AAW for like 20 years, though. Mm-hmm. Too.
Yeah,
it's, you know, it's like if ECW Arena all of a sudden stopped wanting to hold old shows for ECW.
But if they were making enough money there. One incident like this would not stop them from continuing to have wrestling. If they were making enough money, one situation isn't going to have them come out and say, we're done having wrestling. It has to be they're either not making enough money while having wrestling, or there's been more of this bullshit that's happened and they're fed up with it and they got to go somewhere else. Because it's what it is. The venue needs to make their cut. And if they're making a hand over fist, one situation like this isn't going to end it.
Yeah,
and there's other venues.
Yeah, but I mean, there's two problems. One, and I know that Milwaukee Tom put in the chat that they use glass, that they're allowed to use glass there. But number one, I thought I had heard that the folks that run Berwyn Eagles were looking to get out of wrestling anyway. But number two, this became a police investigation. This is a ton of bad publicity. So, like, if there was an inkling, like, we don't want to hold wrestling here, especially, you know, like, deathmatch wrestling here anymore, this was the perfect excuse to say, nope, sorry, we're done.
Easy out.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily like, just the situation.
But I get it. But, like, Brundo makes a point, though, because this is, like, the ECW arena to, like, this other promotion. Like, this is their home fucking venue, you know? Now you lose it. It sucks. It really sucks. I get it. There's other places. But, like, this was the place you called home. It's like when they ran all the Pro Wrestling Guerrilla shows in that one fucking venue that everybody recognizes with the fucking tall ceiling and everything. Like, that's like, home, you know?
Yeah.
It and sucks also, that they don't have their home anymore.
It's a knee-jerk reaction, right? Because you knew there was an incident there the night before, and then you wake up the next day, and now someone's been stabbed. Rumors start circulating that this dude was annihilated, so now he's been overserved. So you, as a club, have been put in a position where someone got stabbed, and the guy who did it, allegedly, was overserved and annihilated. So now you're culpable for... God, you know, and look, everything ended up, he didn't get stabbed, but, like, do you really want to test the waters next time?
There it is.
Old Milwaukee Tom says it's not the first incident there. The funny thing, every time I've been to Berwyn, there are always at least two cops every show, a lot of fault to go around.
Yeah, so maybe the venue was just like, you know what, we don't fucking need this shit. We're tired of this shit. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, shame on
all because you. All because some fucking wrestler couldn't take somebody going wah wah wah, you suck. I get it. I've been in those situations, but you know, you're the wrestler. You're not just another fan there. You know what I'm saying?
He should have told the guy, "Don't be cruel."
That's the name of the uh-huh. thumbnail I made for this the segment. I don't know. It's fucking embarrassing, man. Like,
yeah, it sure is.
It's independent wrestling.
No, man. That like he was saying, like he was all out, like he was like, wasn't he like the independent wrestling champion? Like
he was, yeah.
Was.
He just like, lost that belt too. I don't know if you saw that in the deathmatch group.
Yeah, poor man. Lost it. Yeah, right. At least yeah. it wasn't spirit. Oh yeah, it fucking sucks, man. Like fucking these fucking like I don't know, toughen up guys. Like you're a fucking performer, like also, like, isn't he like, doesn't he not talk? Isn't he like the devil? Like, why is he out there meeting people after the show? Like, get some broad, some bird to sell your fucking merch and don't be out there talking with everybody. Like, have a little integrity to the character.
It's funny.
I don't believe in kayfabe, dude. Stop.
Yeah, you can try to keep alive.
These guys try to murder each other and they all hug after the match. See, Brundle laughs because he knows it's true.
It's true.
Respect.
Yeah. Fucking Ludark Shaitan and fucking Mickey Knuckles beat the shit out of each other for 20 minutes, and then they hugged after Mickey Knuckles beat her for the title, and she wasn't even pinned.
Two thumbs up, though.
Oh, fuck yeah. 100 thumbs up.
What are you going to say, HK? I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no worries. I was just thinking, like, I haven't been involved in many of these type incidents at all, right? We don't have them. I don't know if it's a different crowd that we host in Minnesota. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not quite sure, but I will say that the incidents that have been around all have stemmed from fans, started by fans. Like that 100% has been fans starting the bullshit. So I'm not excusing anything that Cruel did, right? I don't think that you just haul off and hit somebody for no reason. But I do think that fans are way too fucking comfortable. I think that fans, a lot of the time, especially at indie shows, they think that the show is there. They're part of the show. And you know what? You're fucking not. You're not. You don't get to fucking overtake this bullshit. You know, the show isn't for the crowd, a crowd of one or a crowd of two. Like every fucking time it's been something that's happened, it has been started by a fucking fan.
Now, let me ask you, I don't disagree. Let me ask you this question though.
Yeah.
And it's probably a bigger picture thing, but do you think the wrestler accessibility now, where wrestlers become friends with fans, do you think that helps or hurts? Like, I think that hurts because people get close, they get comfortable, they have an exchange with somebody online, they DM them, they're friends, they bring them a fucking Red Bull before the show, or they buy them a burger afterwards, and they're all buddy-buddy. There's no barricade anymore.
Right, and I don't think, like, depending on the situation, you know what I mean? Like each situation, each relationship is going to be different, and accessibility to a certain extent is probably a good thing. You know what I mean? Like, am I not supposed to become friends with somebody that reaches out to me because they're a fan and I'm a performer? You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't do that myself. Then at the same time, like that, like friendship is a good thing. Right. That's a good thing. Somebody hauling off and fucking plunking a wrestler as they're walking back to the curtain. That's not okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's not an acceptable thing. Like, it's just, it's, I don't think that, like, right. Myself, people I'm have, not.
People have, like, okay, me and Tony go to a show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know HK. We're going to fucking razz him. We're going to razz the guy he's managing with. We're his friends.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe Matt has a couple too many drinks. Maybe he goes a little far. Like, maybe. I think
pulls a fire alarm.
Right. I think that's like a thing. Like, I think, like, I can see these, like, all these guys go to this death match. They're in the death match group, and fucking Johnny Jerkoff is in there, and he's, I'm going to be there this week. Have some drinks with me, and I'll bring my friends. It'll be good. And then your one friend has too many fucking drinks, and he's an asshole. But like, it's okay. I know fucking Billy. We'll be good. We'll go out afterwards, you know. And then he fucking goes too far. Like, I think fucking you wrestling is for everybody, but everybody can't be in wrestling. And I think right. A lot of these independent wrestlers need to put up a wall. Like, look. SJ is great for the Wizard Street team. She does a great job, but like, she was in some weird group picture with all the talent from GCW, and that's just weird to me.
Okay.
Like, she's a, no offense, and I love SJ, and if she hears this, I hope she doesn't get upset, and I hope I don't get a text message, but she's a fan. She's a fan. She supports the show. She paid her ticket. She goes to the show. That should be enough. You shouldn't, you know, staying afterwards, taking a group picture. Like, it's weird to me.
Yeah. Unless you're invited. Like, if you are, like, singled out and invited, hey, do you want to come have a beer with us? You know what I mean? Whatever it is. That's one thing. But, like a hanger on type situation, or going, hey, that I know that the guys are going to this bar after the show. I'm going to go to, you know what I mean? Like that'd be a weird thing. That would be a weird thing. I don't, it's,
like, it was like when Eddie and Kevin would do stuff for WrestlePro and then we'd go out to the bar afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I would go with them, 'cause I drove one of them or whatever. Yeah. It was weird for me, 'cause I wasn't part of that. Like, I didn't work for WrestlePro. I didn't do the videos. It was just like, I knew a couple of the guys, but I, for the most part, I just kept to my fucking self and had a couple drinks and then called it a day. Like, I don't know.
I don't know that there's not going to be one singular right answer. You know what I mean? Right. I really don't think that there is. You know, at the same time, I do. It always seems to be a fan. You know what I mean? Like, it always, I've had fans try and come into the ring after me. You know what I mean? Like, it always seems to be a fan that doesn't know the exact place that they should be in the whole situation. Like, you're not, even as a talent, even as a performer, you're not going to walk out into the crowd, right? And you're not going to smack somebody, right? That's not real. If it's a physical altercation, it's pretty much always going to be started by the fan.
Look, it's one thing if a fan gets in the ring.
Of course.
If you go in the ring, all bets are off. You get your fucking ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'll send you, you just put in fucking cruel sucker punch as a fan. Like, they're just fucking standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the dude's talking to his friend. Maybe he's talking to cruel. I don't know. Yeah. But he fucking punches the dude. The dude's standing there with a drink in his hand.
Right, which I think that's unacceptable. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Go back to the whole thing, like you say it all the time, Double T. You normalize, like, people running their mouth and getting punched in the mouth for shit talking. You say that, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't know what the situation is, but if the situation's like situations I've seen where somebody on the card that I'm working gets fucking smacked while he's going to the back for no apparent reason, like, that's not acceptable behavior. That doesn't work. And that fan should have gotten astray. Absolutely, 100% should turn around and smack his ass.
Oh yeah. Right. If a fan touches a talent,
yes.
Yeah.
But in this instant, it was cool. The first punch.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Unacceptable. And SJ, I love you. I'm not picking on you. I don't know if you're ever going to listen to this. I don't know if you're going to hear this. You did a great job as the Wizard Street team. I'm just saying, it's just weird. Okay. I'm not fucking picking on you. To me, it's weird.
You. Yeah.
I love that you're part of the GCW community. I think it's great that you flew out to Philadelphia this weekend, and I'm glad you had a great time. I saw the pictures on social media. It's just weird to me. That's all. I'm not picking on you. I don't need a fucking zillion text messages, please. I love you.
No, is it weird that, like, Milwaukee Tom, when he came out here and we took him out to the bar with the boys after the show?
Oh, he's a fucking weirdo anyway, that Milwaukee Tom.
I don't. There's a line somewhere. I don't know where it is. I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong. I just feel like in this day and age, some people need to be better judges of characters, because you can't let everybody in. Some people are fucking weird.
Asking Ricky Steamboat if he had a dragon in his suitcase, not weird. Become a Patreon subscriber. You'll know what we're talking about. Can't Young be. Matthew.
This show made it this long after
meeting his heroes.
The fuck, and I sound like such a dickhead.
We all sounded like dickheads, dude.
Something's never changed, right? No.
He sounds like a sophisticated dickhead now.
I wouldn't go that far. Sophisticated to me, do not go.
Yeah, a little more like a little more learned, a little more like educated. I don't know. Like you've learned more. You've got a lot more experience in the world.
A now. Dickhead with a monocle.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to get myself a monocle.
Well, it's only for the one eye, obviously.
Yeah. Which one, though?
On your pecker.
Yeah. Oh.
Brown one.
Put it on your one-eyed Willie, man.
I know you guys hate watch AEW, but I thought Dynamite and Collision were great this week.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. The fucking conglomerates are the fucking six-man champions. And now two of them have fucking backpacks with fucking luggage and shit.
They all had backpacks, didn't they?
No, the other asshole didn't.
Pockets?
No, Pockets had one. Kyle had one. Who's the other asshole?
Roddy had one. He had one on Collision.
Roderick.
No, he had the belt on Dynamite.
Yeah, but he was carrying a red JanSport.
Whatever.
On Collision.
Whatever. Fucking FTR interrupts him, so now they're fighting with FTR. Fuck off.
Why? Why?
I watched like 5 minutes because I watched 5 minutes of the fucking the six man match, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, like everybody goes to the outside. I'm like, yeah, kind of done.
That's all it takes for you.
Yeah. And Tony Schiavone sucks. He can fucking eat a dick.
He does suck.
I can't believe we used to watch him as a kid, like fucking thinking like he was something good.
No, when I saw, I remember hate watching him on Nitro too.
Bro, I saw an interview recently with Bobby Heenan's daughter. Even she was like, my old man couldn't fucking stand him.
Yeah, yeah. If you watch interviews with Bobby Heenan, he'll tell you that. He fucking hated Schiavone.
Yeah, why? I think towards the end of Nitro, yes, he was unbearable.
He was actually pretty decent with David Crockett.
Yeah, and he was good. I watched the Coliseum Home video the other night when I was going to bed, and he was on commentary with Lord Alfred Hayes, and it was good.
Because he was on his best behavior, probably.
He was good.
What are you trying to say, Schiavone, that you could shoot someone outside the ring, and as long as it's outside, it's legal? Okay, even Jesse had no time for Tony Schiavone.
So
Are we going AEW? Yeah, we're talking AEW.
You're done. Tony's done.
I had a segue. I wanted to move on, but no, we gotta talk AEW.
I gotta ask HK though. Kevin Knight, MJF.
Oh, they're a tag team?
No, they had a match.
Oh, I thought they were gonna win the Ring of Honor tag belts and do that fucking nonsense again.
That'd be awesome.
I enjoyed that match, but one of the things that really highlighted it was having, one of the things that I think really made the match for me, and I think is sorely missed for the most part in the WWE, is having the heel commentator. And Taz filling that role with his love for MJF really helps the match. Like it really helped the match, and that I very much enjoyed. The Brawling Birds, I fucking can't get the Lady Bar out of my mind. So I'm pretty much fucking done with them already.
You're done with them. They're fantastic.
I'm fucking done with them. They eat all their mannerisms. It's the bar. They're the Lady Bar.
Good for them. Like the fucking bar wasn't fucking APA? Come on.
No, it was not. They didn't have the same mannerisms.
Yeah, but they did the same fucking thing. They just beat people up.
Nah, it's different.
And they do a good my tune is turned, they do a great heart attack.
Oh, that's changed. Okay.
Bingo.
Didn't like the first one the first week, but it's improved.
Okada
is just makes perfect.
I kind of tuned out, to be honest with you. Was it fucking Schiavone blowing fucking Okada so much, saying, "Oh, the fans, everybody here, everybody's just getting the opportunity to take pictures of Okada, the world." I was like, "Fuck you, man! Get over it.
Come on."
And then I laugh my balls off, absolute balls off at Edge and Christian against whoever those as it was at
Roppongi Vice.
Yeah. Yeah, with fucking Edge running around with the fucking popcorn bucket on his head afterwards.
I think they thought they'd already gone to commercial.
Gone to commercial. Oh yeah. My gosh, it was fucking beautiful. And then
you know what? There was a little thing in that match too, when Christian makes Beretta give up with the chair thing.
Yeah,
and as soon as he says "I quit," and he's like, "What a fucking asshole! I'd never say I quit." He's so good at the little things like that.
And then I was
We can all agree I was right about Sheeta, right?
Yes, we talked about it last week.
Okay, gotcha. Just wanted to make sure because other people were like, no, 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 no. She's fucking different. Something ain't right there.
Yeah, she's fat and she's not good.
Tell us how you really feel, Double T.
Ah, back here if you need me.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. I just don't get, like, and poor fucking Chris Statlander. Like, can she just, like,
Butlander?
Like, they just don't, they just, like, they're like, let's put the title on her. Let's take it off. Let's put her in this fucking goofy thing with Karu Cheetah.
Who's Karu Cheetah?
I'm not digging it. Karu Cheetah.
You said Karu Cheetah.
I'm not digging it. I love Roosh. Just did.
Oh, fuck you in the horns.
It's just stop start with him, though. Like, he never, like.
Because like, he sucks. He's a fucking. He's got a bad attitude.
Watch your meat doesn't fucking suck you. Watch your goddamn mouth. I'll come down there. I'll give you the horns.
What is your name? HK? You're defending Mexicans now? Jesus.
What's wrong with Mexicans, Tony?
Nothing's wrong with them. Well, really, the two of you is fucking manning up. What are you going to do? Punch me cruel?
You got a problem?
El Bajo y Gordo will come for you. The two of us.
Bajo. That's Bajo. I'm El Grande Almanedo.
Yeah, and El Gordo. We'll come. We'll get you.
I'm Güero Picante.
Yes.
I'll wash out your panto.
I'll rip that fucking tree right out of the ground and put an orange tree in your front yard.
Yeah, and I'll shove it right up your ass.
Oh, an orange tree. Oh, boo-hoo. What will I ever do? I'll have citrus fruit for the rest of my life.
Figs. A lot of figs, too.
What's wrong with figs?
Everything, you guinea.
I love figs.
Kiss my delicious.
Fig. Yeah, eat a fig, you fuck.
Stick a fig up your ass.
I still don't think Darby Allin can sustain the level of crazy, but I am fucking loving these title matches.
Yep.
And the way Cody King made fucking sense. They took up the fucking floor. He fucking slammed him on the fucking concrete. He hit him with two coffin dives. Like, I'm in. I like it.
I loved earlier in the match, too, where he tried to do his dive off Brody King and he just bounced. It was fucking great. I think him and Kevin Knight's going to be a different match than the last couple of weeks, but just as good. And then maybe one or two others, and we'll see where he goes for Double or Nothing.
Why do I give a shit that he's hanging out with the Nitro Circus guys? Like, why was that a thing I had to watch?
Who?
They played the whole video of him fucking like standing on the top of a side by side while it's jumping in the air and like, this is just Darby, this is who he is. It's just Relin Junkie. Fuck off.
What did you say?
What if people fucking tune in? They don't know who he is.
Well, they can forget.
No. Nope. Yeah, just forget. Nope. Darby just defending forget. The title every week on TV is fantastic.
Yeah, until he's fucking crippled by the time he's 33.
Not my monkey, not my zoo. Don't care. Don't care. Look, at this... I can't police the wrestlers. If he wants to go crazy and fucking sacrifice his body for my entertainment, go for it. Go for it. I'll buy a ticket. If I'm not working for Double or Nothing, I'm going to reach out to Am Money. I'll go out to fucking Arthur Ashe Stadium. I'll watch Double or Nothing.
No.
When are they coming back to Prudential Center?
That's a great question, Tony. I don't know. I'll have to look. I know they're going back to Boston for two shows.
I want to get a box just so this way you can yell at all the poor people in their regular seats again.
I will definitely do that.
Are they
like the fucking king of the world? He's out there with his arms raised, proclaiming that he is the greatest thing at the fucking Prudential Center.
Oh boy!
Look, I even enjoyed Collision. I watched Collision. The Bang Bang Gang is all back.
Love it. The more juice, the better.
The Bang Bang Gang should just be the entire female roster.
Right? I love the fucking Jack Perry fucking school bus road trip.
Yep.
Thought that was great. They stopped to take a piss. That was hysterical. He's trying to peek at the dinosaur's wiener. I thought that was pretty funny. Although, what's wrong with Renee Paquette? What's she got, like laryngitis or something?
She's married to John Moxley.
Oh, my God. Will Ospreay's going to be a Death Rider?
Oh, great. Sign me up.
Riveting. I think that's going to be like the Daniel Bryan Wyatt family story in a way.
Oh, yeah. You think so?
Yeah. Either that or it's going to, the Death Riders are going to finally turn on Moxley.
Oh.
I don't think Pac, or Pac liked what he saw.
Why is Strickland going after Bandido?
Because he's got the Ring of Honor World Championship.
Right, but like, why? Like, so when they played that, that vignette, that was like, that was kind of cool. Like, yeah, I was kind of into that. Cool. I was like, okay, that kind of brings me back to, you know, early mid '90s shit. Like, I'm in. Like, you got me hooked. I'm watching it, and in my mind, I was like, this is perfect. This is, we need the Bounty Hunter. The Bounty Hunter goes after the Bandit. That makes sense.
Oh my god.
And then it's fucking Swerve for no apparent reason.
Well, why? And I like it. You don't want to see Swerve and Bandido? I think that'll be a fantastic match.
Yeah. No, I don't need that.
No. What do you mean no?
No.
I thought he wanted to be fucking like the Mr. Powerful.
No.
He lost that opportunity though.
No. So that was just one week. That was a 1 week storyline.
No.
It was a couple weeks.
Yeah, but AI didn't write that story, HK.
That went back weeks.
No, I know it was a while ago. But he doesn't want power anymore. He wants to go after Bandido. That's it. It's over.
He lost. The Kenny Omega's hurt. He's out again, right?
Not interested in having power.
He's going for a different set of power.
What power? First, you get the power. Bandido. Then you get the money. Then you get the women.
America.
And all that power comes from the Ring of Honor World Championship, HK.
I'm not saying it's for the championship, but you got to start
all
somewhere.
The way off.
What do you want him to come back and wrestle fucking Steven Fuerte?
Doesn't matter. It's AEW. There's no stories anyway. They just go
gross. Oh, you're such a fucking
shithead. There's no stories. Eat my ass.
AEW hate. I brought up to you the stupid Trick Williams fucking doll thing. You're like, oh my god, those.
Yeah, because a fucking gingerbread guy died. This is for the Ring of Honor World title.
Dipshit, it's a fucking inanimate object that doesn't.
I will put the inanimate Ring of Honor object every day. 3,000 days as women's champion. Eat a fucking shit.
But that has nothing to do with AEW.
That's Ring of Honor.
A fucking fan made that.
It's Ring of Honor.
Yes.
I'm sure Tony Khan's got a graphic to air this week, too.
Some fucking dirty fucking jerk off in his basement made that, and you're all butthurt about it because it disparaged Bruno San Martino.
Fucking damn right. His poor wife passed away this past week, too.
Oh, no. She died like a fucking month ago.
Whatever.
Shithead, and nobody knew because nobody gave a shit.
She was by herself, bro.
Some crusty.
Maybe David did.
Some crusty
Carol
old
San Martino passed away. Bruno's
nobody
widow.
Cares.
Fucking HK cares. What are you talking about?
Yeah, fucking care. Lady that spread her leg for Bruno's Italian sausage. He kicked the bucket.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
So she had a real brush with greatness.
Yeah.
She had a butch.
Their fucking Mons pubises melded together.
Like she gave him foot jobs.
Fuck yeah, she did. She took off them big fucking those black Italian old lady shoes.
You're such a fucking miserable.
She definitely had hairy toes.
Did
how do you guys know?
You're such a fucking hater. I don't like AEW.
If Bruno had a hairy back, I don't think he would have minded her toes so much.
Did she have a dick broom?
A what? Dick broom?
Yeah, dick broom. Did she have a dick broom?
Of course she did, bro. She's old school.
What's it? No, I'm talking about.
Oh,
100%.
Yeah. We call that a dirty Sanchez.
No, that's not a dirty Sanchez. That's just a Sanchez. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I can't believe we're gonna edit this all and like put it out and expect people to watch this fucking shit on YouTube.
I'm a long way in 14 years, brother.
Take us seriously.
I think we got the name of the episode, Brundo.
There's a bunch.
Rape juice? Rape night.
Rape night. It's no rape juice.
What is it, Tony?
Either or.
It's rape night.
Rape juice is what Buck gives out out of his van. Comes in a diamond tap bottle.
There was no refreshments in Buck's van.
They were advertising.
I mean, I drank from the faucet.
Yeah, right, Tony. You drank from the hose.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't know. I'm excited for Double or Nothing. I will continue to watch AEW, and I will continue to watch JCW, and I will continue to watch clips of WWE online.
Great.
I will watch Backlash at some point this weekend. I have a very busy weekend, but I will watch it, and I'll celebrate my 5-0 picks. Yes.
Of course you will. I will celebrate homework.
You didn't want to do a blind ranking. You're tired.
It's fucking 9 o'clock, dude. You had to talk about AEW for an hour. It's your fault.
I think it was the cruel conversation that dragged on.
Yeah, a little bit. And the Ring of Honor championship shit. I could
have done. You are more concerned with the Ring of Honor champ. They do have a pay-per-view coming up in 11 days, though.
Oh, file that under who gives a shit? Homework time.
Brando, put it in the notes just so Tony has to read it and it hurts his eyes.
Tony doesn't read notes. When are you going to fucking
come on?
Tony!
You know, I will say this, Brando Flight, you're sending them different because I went to open it up and the motherfucking notes won't open for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't changed a thing.
Is it still sending on an iPhone?
No, I'm sending it off my laptop.
This called.
I mean, his microphone works now, so maybe something else got fucked up.
Yeah, there you go. Not everything can work.
I got you.
I have no problem with it. Tony, if he tried to open it, would have no problem with it. You still have a subscription to Impact Plus that you pay for. So I'm gonna guess.
Sure, fucking do.
You.
You know what? I can't take your side on that one, brother.
So yeah, I'll link it in a QR code next week.
No, that'd be worse.
Also. I know we got to do homework, but I do need to just bring up the fact that Tony had this brilliant idea. He wanted to do like, he wanted us to write letters to midget wrestlers.
Fan mail. I got a video from fucking Pinky on my Facebook feed because I do my research online. You know this.
Yes.
And she was handing out like all the fan mail was going to her PO box and she was handing it out to all the other midget wrestlers. And I thought it might be kind of fun if we all like wrote letters to like our favorite like micro wrestlers and, you know, we read them on the air and then we see if we get any kind of response and then maybe it develops a relationship with the micro wrestling people.
Is Pinky looking as rough as she's ever been?
Yeah, she's road worn.
Yeah.
See, now this is way more than Tony gave me the other night. It was just we should write letters to midget wrestlers.
No, I gave you the whole Pinky story. No, you did not. Because you didn't listen. You were too busy guffawing and laughing at me, getting Vincent just to fucking Vincent and Justin, Jesus, if I can fucking talk, to go against me like you always do.
I wasn't trying to get anyone to go against you. I just didn't see the value in what it would bring to the show.
No, you brought everything against me. All making fun of like Asian people because I went to go see fucking Shun Yun. And the fucking making fun of the kid again with his Lego hair. Like, it was just a fucking nonstop Tony beratement for 25 minutes.
I miss you.
And then when I said fucking writing letters to midgets, boy, he fucking went off the deep end.
Well, I don't see how. What's the payoff?
The payoff is maybe we get these letters. Maybe we get some letters.
But
I think it'd be kind of fun. We write fan mail. We get letters back. Who does that in 2026?
I don't know. We write to, and then Derek Sabato send it back and said 150 to talk to the.
That'd be fucking hysterical.
For the four of us.
No, it'd be great for the fans. We get them involved. Maybe we get the fans to write them letters too. Maybe Milwaukee Tom or Julio or Big Al, they fucking write letters to the midgets as well, and they get a whole bunch of fan mail. I think it'd be kind of cool. And you got to write them by hand too. None of this like type it up and print it out.
You know, if we send them enough letters, they won't need to find a phone book anymore.
Somebody speaking from experience.
Wow. Well fucking played, sir. Well played.
Do you have
JJ Rogue?
I don't understand why everyone hates you.
Do you have Pinky's P.O. box available?
Yeah, I saved it. I have the
That sounded way dirtier in my head.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Do you have Pinky's box available?
Buddy, the things Tony has saved on his phone. Oof. Oof. Julio, I want Julio in on this writing campaign.
Hey, you want me to read the P.O. box? I can pull it up real quick. Let me see.
Do I have to write this down? Am I have to put it in the show notes?
It's P.O. box 127, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, 37863.
Tropical goes to Pigeon Forge every year.
Well, there you go.
Oh, just write them all. Give them to Tropical.
Yeah, there you go.
Hand delivered, right?
Oh, my God.
It would be great seeing Al just holding them up, and they're just...
Bro,
Al can bring like an old timey mail sack
with a fucking Santa beard on too. Hey, Al can fucking recreate the Andre the Giant picture holding up the four birds on his fucking arm.
You do know the P.O. box at the fucking post office, you idiots. It's not like he's gonna hand deliver it to her fucking house.
No, but he could show up at the micro wrestling fucking school. Dude, what is wrong with you?
Oh yeah, is there a fucking sign on the side of the road?
Yes, there fucking is. The building said micro wrestling. That they hold shows inside.
I don't fucking know. I've never watched
the show.
Yeah, watch Little Brawlers, bro. It's fucking great.
Where's can I find this little
HBO? What was it?
Yeah, it's on HBO Max.
Oh. It's fucking
we talked about this. I told you how fucking great the show was.
It's only two seasons, though, so don't get attached.
I think it's only one. I think it only got one season.
So who are we writing these letters to? What if the midgets are dead?
No, Micro Jackson's there. Fucking Psycho's there. There's a ton of them.
Is that Psycho from
yes.
way years ago?
Yes.
Wow.
I think there is a midget wrestling show coming up here in New Jersey on a Monday night.
This is
I
the think micro. You're right. Here, let me pull up micro wrestling.
Bud Lake? I think I'll go. Maybe I'll bring like a. I think I get like a. Do like a on location. Let's call in. Call in.
Is Psycho still there? Yeah, you can go right to Pigeon Forge and go check him out.
I don't want to go to Pigeon Forge if I can go to Bud Lake.
But Al can go to Pigeon. Oh my God.
You think Al really wants to be our fucking postman?
He could be our new fucking ghoul.
All right. Well, we're going to see. Look, Jay Business. He knows. Indeed, there is Double T. Monday night trip to Midget Wrestling. HK, get Tropical and Kyle from the Apron Bump on the horn. The Jersey guys are going to Midget Wrestling.
Bro, you wouldn't want to write fan mail to Jamaican Joe or Ivar the Micro or Little Chola?
Are these like, yeah, let's do it. All right, I'm in.
Hot Rod? Little Ozzy? Bro, Little Ozzy's hysterical. He got fan mail. He's like, oh, let Sharon read it.
I thought Hot Rod moved on.
No, he's there.
All right, I'm in. We're writing fucking letter. What's the purpose of the letters is what to it to send them letters and let them know we're fans and that we want them on the show?
Yeah, whatever. We're big fans. We enjoy their work. We think it's great what they do. We want to get them on the show. Maybe they can write back to us.
Just into AI.
I got to ask them if they got feet pics.
I was going to say, what can we put in?
Bro, if we could get one of our fucking listeners to get midget feet pics, that would be the fucking bee's knees.
Why don't you do it?
No, because it'd be funnier if like...
You got that lawyer money. Get them feet pics, son!
Fucking Charmaine getting some feet pics. And fucking...
So I can go. So here's what I will just...
Bro, Matthew Burch collecting feet pics from midget wrestlers? How great would that be? He's
collecting luchador masks. He doesn't have time for midget feet pics, okay? Leave the poor kid alone.
Kid. You're fucking make it sound like everybody's 12 that listens to us. Maybe Baby Jay wants some fucking midget feet pics.
Maybe.
Here's Jersey Cow Jesse needs midget feet pics.
And that was going to be my question. Are we asking everybody to sign off on these letters with their moniker? Is Double T going to be Double T?
Oh, yes.
Jersey Cow Jesse, right? That's how it's going to play out.
But I will also embellish, like, Tony's into midget feet. HK is actually a midget, you know. Brundo likes
I'm just as tall as
ask him if they Tony. Do bro stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, Brundo likes to shit his pants on command. Like, I will just...
Any of you guys have problems shitting your pants?
Yeah. He likes to shit next to his wife.
You ever take a dump as big as you?
No, he can't take a shit without his wife in the room. That's
No, he did in front of his neighbor.
That wrong this morning, pal.
Come on, HK.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Can we do homework, please?
Yes, please, please. Let's do homework.
I'm tired.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't have... brought up the midget thing.
What brought up fucking great ideas for the show that you poo pooed? Come on, now.
I'm taking back.
I'm the one that poo pooed.
I was going to say, I don't think it was Hippo Boot.
I take back my poop.
Ah, look at Julio. Okay, bro stuff. Now I'm definitely in.
There we go.
Julio's a bro from day one.
Would you do bro stuff with any of us, Julio? Tony wants to know.
Of course he would.
Yeah.
I took you guys back to 1994 Smoky Mountain Wrestling, Night of Legends, the Heavenly Bodies against the Thrill Seekers. It was one of I three in the hopper. Julio says he will do bro stuff. Three in the hopper. This is the one you guys picked. Let's talk about it, gentlemen.
Loved the match. Hated the ending. Oh, I fucking hated the ending. The ending was fucking mierda. Mucho mierda.
Yeah.
Not zero mierda, molto mierda.
Yeah, it was it was something. It was
fun. I mean the match was fun.
It was a fine tag match. Boy, I didn't understand the Dr. Tom top rope elbow drop. I was like, oh, Dr. Tom's gonna try and throw a moonsault, and then he just kind of like fucking flailed through the air.
That was like a DiBiase, yeah, it was like a DiBiase elbow drop.
But the DiBiase is a fucking king.
Thrill Seekers, maybe they were the first ever Young Bucks. A lot of super kicks.
Yeah, Lance Storm was kind of a martial artist in that match.
Oh, man, he was whiffing on a lot of those kicks, too. Yeah, holy shit.
Jump into one. It was a fucking Javon Evans cutter.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was interesting. The Jericho broken arm thing. I thought Jim Ross and Les Thatcher were fantastic on commentary.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Jericho, he hit the Muda scale pretty hard on this one, huh?
Did you see when he was giving the blade back to Mark Curtis?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, you can see it do it. He was on the apron or in the ring, and he's like trying to pass it to him. Yeah, he hit a. Oof.
Boy, did he ever?
Did you notice Mark Curtis was sitting in the corner at one point, just bullshit with Cornette while the match was going on?
Yeah, they were going over the finish.
Yeah. God damn.
Mark your calendars, boys. Monday, June 8th, the pavilion.
Is that Bud Lake?
Yeah. Break your own air conditioning.
I'll kick the door open again. Don't worry.
Is that a bar, the pavilion?
Yes.
Fuck, I was going to bring the kid. Maybe that's not a good idea.
I think it might be a 21 and over show.
Ah, for real? Not an 18?
Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. Jay Business, get on it. HK, pretty quiet over there. I know your affinity for the Heavenly Bodies.
Yes. I fucking love this. I was a big fan. Don't jerk off, Tony.
Wow, I did.
Yeah, foot off.
Yeah, he jerked off right away. I said, I love this. And he's like, yeah, whoa.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Oh, did you like it? Did you like it, HK? Cornette coming out first, like he's fucking gold. He's always gold. He's wearing his WrestleMania 10 outfit. I always love seeing him in that. I got fucking laughed my balls off when the commentary team was like, "That's a car. There's somebody in that car. Who do you think's in that car? That's got to be the Thrill Seekers in that car." And I was like, then boom, hot start. Thrill Seekers come from the other side, which I thought was fun. Like the match itself, when you get all four of these guys can work, so you know it was going to be a pretty well worked match. And there that I think it was just that the blood was something else. I've seen this match, it's been a while, didn't remember Jericho gushing like that, because you don't see him gush like that hardly, you know what I mean, hardly ever. So completely forgot about that. Now the ending, I have the same problems I think that Tony does with this finish. I think that it's fucking ridiculous to have the referee stop the match because Jericho can't continue. And then Jericho goes, "Oh no, I can continue. And then for the referee to be like, "All right, now we're going to restart the match." And then have one of the worst roll up finishes that I can remember. And then have commentary go, "Karate kick?
Are you out of your fucking mind? It was miserable. It was a miserable finish. And then Jim Cornette calls the referee out on it, which he's right to do. And then I didn't know fucking Curtis had so much bass in his voice. He comes back and says, you know, he could continue and you got to deal with your be manned up, all this. And then the match is over. Horrible finish. Absolutely a horrible finish. And I think there's different ways you can go about getting to where they got to, for sure. But that fucking roll up, man, for all that they put into that match, and for the four guys that are there plus Cornette on the outside, for that to be what the go home was, like, that was just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, finish was rough. You know, I wonder if that was always the finish, or if the Jericho broken arm factored into it. I bought this VHS tape because in the description it was like Jericho bleeds like a stuck pig, and I was like, I have to see this. But I have not watched that match since I got that tape, so I enjoyed it. The finish was horrible, though. Horrendous. The visual of like Mark Curtis covered in Jericho's blood was fucking cool, but the at first when Mark Curtis like rings the bell and stops, I was like, I'm okay with like I'm okay with them finishing the match. Like, it makes sense. Like, they beat him to a bloody fucking pulp and he only has one arm. I'm in. And then when they like restarted, I'm like, ugh. At least it was like a restart and finish, though, I guess, because, you know, although we never got the payoff, we never got the hot tag. Right? Jericho got the dog shit beat out of him the last 9 minutes of the match. The ending was disappointing.
Yeah,
that's what people remember too, is the ending.
Yep.
So
does the ending take away from your overall opinion of the match? That's the question.
I think
I'm sorry, Double T. Are you all right?
You're okay. I was.
Yeah, I think it has to, because, you know, it's the biggest part of the match is usually the ending. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying it destroys the whole everything they did before that, but it's always the thing you remember less is the ending. So
I mean, it's not like a fucking JCW match where they destroyed it right out the gate and just fucking kept on piling dog shit on top of it.
Yeah it made you work for it.
Not even Matt Cross could save that fucking pile of manure.
You know what, I'm still giving it a thumbs up, though.
I think they did enough before that shitty ending where it still gets a thumbs up, especially for Jericho working one-armed out there.
And those other guys working around that one arm to make sure they didn't do any more damage is pretty impressive.
A lot of left-arm clotheslines.
Yeah, Jericho did a really good job with just the one arm. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't even feel like I was being sold. It felt like his arm was fucking, you know what I mean? Which was, so it worked out. It's the fucking heavenly bodies. It's two thumbs up. It's just the way it is.
And one H
bomb. Oh, here we go. Tony again. You like an HK? Do you like it?
Bro, come on. If you like the match, you like the match. Just be honest about it. Jesus Christ.
Well, I did. Ending. I said two thumbs up.
Dog shit ending in a two thumbs up. Come on, dude.
I don't think you can let that 3 seconds at the end ruin the whole match.
Fucking H Meltzer over here.
I'm going to H melt through your face.
I hope you do, buddy, with your fucking long nose.
No, I do too. That's going to be cute.
All right, well, I'm going thumbs up with HK.
I give it a somewhat unenthusiastic thumbs up, I guess.
Oh, an kinda enthusiastic, do you say?
Yeah. And he only gave one. He didn't give two.
Yes, enthusiastic.
Brent, no fly?
He gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah, I gave it the thumbs up. One thumbs up for this one.
Oh, tough guy.
All right, what we got?
Oh, that's me this week.
Oh, yeah.
So we are not going to watch a match. We are going to watch a segment from NXT.
Fuck yes.
We are going back to two people that are reuniting. I already picked it before they did. We're going to watch the Dexter Lumis, Indy Hartwell wedding from NXT.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's so much fucking fun. I have the episode on YouTube, so I can send it to you guys and let you know the timestamp for when to start.
All right, a fucking wrestling wedding for Homer. Hell yeah. Interesting.
One of the best, in my opinion, one of the best wrestling weddings, if not the best.
Oh, Tony, would you like to argue him on that?
No, I mean, I'll have to wait and see. I mean, I think the standard bearer right now is Pepper Parks and Laurel Van Ness.
I know that's your favorite wedding.
Oh my God. When Chelsea becomes the drunken mess, that could be one of my favorite characters ever in wrestling. Fuck it. She's sitting in the corner crying, singing Tomorrow. My God, in the fucking feels, dude.
Yep.
Oh my God. Chelsea Green should be world champion everywhere. She should be the Ring of Honor world champion, the ID champion, the fucking speed champion. She should win every fucking belt.
Limitless she pro. Just had a heart procedure, Tony.
Oh, why was her heart broken? Because she wasn't.
I guess so.
Wow.
Can we write Chelsea Green fan mail?
You and your fucking ghoul.
I'm gonna write everybody a letter and just put Double T's picture in it.
Get the one of him.
Yeah, you don't have to put out the return address.
Like XOXO Double T with kissy lips on it. I'll get some of my wife's lipstick and just mwah, all fucking pictures. Oh my God, I think this is gonna be amazing.
Full of blood.
Oh my God. All right, what else we got?
You know, take me out to dinner, wine me, dine me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Extra an armor.
Anybody want to watch them with their blubber and their whatever they got here?
We need a Diana return. Can we get Diana next week after Mother's Day?
I try every fucking day. I will try my best.
Do you want me to reach out to her?
Yeah, if you want to, sure.
HK, she loves HK.
You want me to send her a text?
Send her a picture of yourself in your fucking in my drawers. That's how we do that.
Oh my God. Can you imagine Diana and Madman Pondo?
Yeah.
Hi, Madman. Hi, Madman.
I would leave and I would let them just talk to each other. That would be the show.
Oh no.
Be amazing. All right. Well, Madman Pondo's back next week. We got Jeeves the week after. We're going to decide our Memorial Day fate. Having fun learning with Miss Brienne loves Diana. Did I say your wife's name right?
Yes, you did.
How's the last name sound?
Love or hate that your husband shit his pants this morning?
Oh. She knew though, right? Like this is.
Oh!
She missed though.
Whoa! That's awesome. And she slammed the door.
She did.
Running?
She's like, "Fuck you, Brundo."
I am off the hook.
I guess she didn't hate it.
Well, HK, you gotta watch last week's episode. I think you'd be quite proud of us.
Okay, I will.
And with that, can we? Is it time?
I think so.
I'm glad HK is back. We cue the music.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
We would like to thank those that support us on our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Executive producer Manny Carrasso, producers Keith Hensler, High Five Tom, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, High Dunk Biscuits, David Henry Bauer III, Keith Parker, Michael Hammond, Kathy Hummer, Al Day, and Ryan Schlong. Thank you for your continued support, family.
I think Chef Pee-Pee just did.
Jesus, I ain't telling you mine. Nice, real nice.
Isn't that Chef Pee-Pee? creepy.
Hey guys, I won.
What? It's just to lead them. What are you doing? I'm not hitting the button.
And tell Dead Brian Myers to blow me.
Oh, you want me to fucking play that one? Hold on.
No, I'm just pulling up these random pictures.
Yes, drops.
Hey, Mr. Happy.
Well, yes, you're correct.
Please, so. Oh.
Do I look bad? Why isn't he making jokes like about my tits or something?
So weird hearing Kate talk about her own
those
tits.
Crap. It didn't you love you to me, goddamn it.
I don't know why you're thinking about stinky hoo-hahs.
But...
Did someone say hitter?
Nobody takes a dump in front of Miss Lizzie. The pleasure. Okay. It must be Brando right there. Yeah. I don't know what's up. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Bubble tea, yeah.
We got to get that guy back on.
He's the best. He's the yep. fucking best.
I don't even know shit about wrestling.
And tell Brian Myers to blow me.